for high school football on KGYN. Let's head to the stadium and join former coach John Hegarty with the analysis. And with the play-by-play, here's KGYM's Scott Unash.
And we welcome you in to John Wall Memorial Field on the final Friday night of the 2020 high school football regular season, as this evening it'll be a Mississippi Valley Conference Class 4A Metro battle, as a number 9 rated Hawks of Cedar Rapids Prairie host the Warriors of Cedar Rapids, Washington. Welcome in, Scott Unash, alongside Coach John Hegarty here at John Wall Memorial Field on a breezy and warm week 7. And, we're 2 weeks short of our usual 9-week high school football regular season. But if all the finales could be like this weather-wise, we would take it. It's shirt sleeve and shorts weather here this evening. Temperature right now sits at 76 degrees. We do have, as per usual here, out on the prairie, as our great predecessor Bob Brooks would say, it's a windy one. Southwest wind at about 15 to 20 miles per hour. And we'll even talk about maybe cramping issues coming up tonight, John. But it's better than the alternative, right?
Well, it is unseasonably warm for this game this evening, but the difference that makes me think we probably shouldn't have too much dehydration issue is that the humidity is not a factor tonight. Now, the wind, however, is, and it's blowing out of the south-southwest, and if it doesn't die down, it could give a little bit of an advantage in the passing and kicking game.
Yes, and we got a good one here tonight. Wash comes in at 3-3 on the Warriors. Prairie comes in the number 9 team in the Gazette KGYM High School 4A football poll. They are 3-2. Hawks missed 1 week due to a cancellation with Iowa City High. And a lot of things on the line for this game here tonight. Number one is seeding. As you take a look at Cedar Rapids, Prairie, and Washington with the win, somebody's going to get their fourth win tonight. And that's going to mean an awful lot. More than likely, it's going to mean at least one home game, maybe two home games as you work your way through the pods and into the playoffs. And we'll know more about that at 12 noon coming up tomorrow. So there are quite a few things on the line here tonight, and that is one of them.
Well, sure is, and we'll probably dive into the possible ramifications at halftime, so hold on tight for that. But you're right. When I look at this game tonight, Scott, I see two teams going, however, in different directions. Prairie got off to a very slow start, had a couple of disappointing losses early on during the first 3 weeks. They lost two games that very, very close. In fact, each of them, you could argue they lost on a kick each time. Take those two kicks away, and, you know, they may have a perfect season going right now. Wash, on the other hand, came out of the blocks fast. 3-0 start, and we're off to the races, but have been seriously hampered the last 3 weeks, all losses, none of them close. And in each case, it's been a little tough. So you got a lot of momentum right now and a lot of positive vibes for Prairie. For Wash, you've got a lot of hang on tight. We might be able to make some noise in the playoffs. But we know this. When these two teams get together, we're always entertained. And we've been doing this quite a while together.
Yeah, and it seems like these two teams always put on a very, very good show. The other thing to keep in mind here tonight, John, is the fact that it's always big, whether it's a district championship, a pod championship, a conference championship, whatever the case may be. That is on the line tonight, because Cedar Rapids Prairie in the Valley, in the Mississippi Division tonight, can claim a division championship. They are 3-0 in the division right now. Of course, they did not play their game with City High, but there are three teams behind them, all with one loss. And with a win tonight, Prairie can claim a division championship in football.
Well, that's pretty neat that we're talking about MVC divisional titles. Well, who would have ever thought that we would have ever had that chance again? We've been in districts now for quite some time, but this is just one of those years where you go week to week and you talk about things like this, because all of a sudden, the history books can have a little something written in them again.
That's right. And, of course, Prairie has been on fire. And you mentioned two teams kind of going in different directions as far as the elevator is concerned. And Prairie got it started with a big win here against Cedar Falls. You mentioned the two games that Prairie dropped at the beginning of the year were just gut
gut-wrenching heartbreakers, including that overtime game that we had to start the year, low these 7 weeks ago, as Kennedy beat Prairie in the end zone to our right. But the Hawks have bounced back, and they've done so, and both these teams have been really, really hit hard with injuries, especially Prairie. They've lost their top two receiving threats. Gabe Burkle's out for the season, out for the basketball season as well with a knee injury. Jake Walter is out. He is going to miss the rest of the football season. Talking with Coach Rickardson from basketball before the game, he said he's hoping to have him cleared the week ahead of basketball, which is good news for the Hawks. Bad news, I think, for the rest of the MVC. And then you got Washington without their starting quarterback for the rest of the season with Henry Clymer.
Yeah, and all of those are just gut-wrenching and heart-wrenching for coaches and the parents and the players themselves, obviously. But with Burkle being out, that was a huge passing weapon that Prairie is now without. And in addition, for Washington, Henry Clymer was quite simply one of the best quarterbacks in Eastern Iowa. So for him to leave and not have his services anymore the rest of the season, the Washington team has really had to try and come up with a different way of maybe attacking some things offensively.
And you have tonight two very good running backs going at it. For the Washington Warriors, you have, of course, Jabari Dobbs, and then Nick Pearson for Cedar Rapids Prairie. Pearson coming into this game number 7 in 4A in rushing with 767 yards. And you're thinking to yourself, yeah, he led 4A last year as a junior in rushing, so things probably not going quite as well as last year. Well, talking with Jim Dostal before the game, Prairie assistant coach, he said, you know what? He's done just as well or maybe even better than last year. We're just throwing the ball a little bit more this year than we ever have under Mark Bliss here at Prairie.
Which, of course, for those of you that watch football a lot, knows that opens up the run. Anytime you have a passing threat, the teams don't generally stack the box. And so Pearson has had a little bit of a different opportunity this year. But he's quite simply just, the guy is a battering ram. But in addition to being just tougher than nails and so hard to bring down, he's pretty elusive too, and he knows how to follow his blocking. He's really the total package.
Yeah, he is, and going to be missed the rest of this season and into the basketball season as well for Cedar Rapids Prairie. And mentioned we've been entertained. More often than not, this has been a terrific ball game and a high-scoring ball game. Prairie's won the last three as far as this particular series is concerned. And Prairie went big last year, 56-7. The last Washington win came back in 2016 as the Warriors won that one by a score of 27-14. Prairie's won the last three. Before that, Wash had a big run as the Warriors won 8 out of 9. As far as this series is concerned, but it's seemingly they have played one another every year, and I think more often than not we're out here battling the wind at Prairie.
Yes, it is. This is a windy, windy sight. Even on a calm day, it's windy out here.
About a 2-club wind, even when things are calm. But tonight, definitely not calm, and the wind will play a factor. You got to think, as far as this football game is concerned. I mentioned no Henry Clymer tonight again for Washington, so Reed Ortiz will be at the quarterback spot. We may see some of Michael Blank as well. And the other thing is we got two pretty young football teams. Prairie, with the injuries that they have had to suffer through, they brought several sophomores up from, by the way, congratulations to the Hawks, who completed a 7-0 sophomore campaign tonight, as the Prairie sophomores with a 35-0 shutout victory tonight over Cedar Rapids, Washington. And they did that without three or four of their top sophomores toward the end of the year.
Yeah, this is one of the best sophomore teams that Prairie has likely ever had. And I dare say that when you put them together next year with this group of juniors, it bodes very, very well for Prairie and the future of their football team. But on the other sideline, Washington has got a lot of good young sophomores playing in their lineup, too. So you're right. It bodes well for both teams and looking down the road.
Indeed. Indeed. And Prairie, with Deontay Fliss, a quarterback, 63% completion percentage, 641 yards, 5 touchdowns, and no interceptions. You put him with Brandon Vlecko back there. And Vlecko more the running guy, mm-hmm. and Fliss more of the passing guy back there for the Prairie Hawks. But they both equally get things done and have done a very, very fine job so far. The Prairie Band out on the field, and we're going to join them right now for the playing of our national anthem. Our national anthem tonight, performed by the Prairie Band out on the track, as bands making their way out a little bit more readily here as far as the end of the season is concerned. A lot of masks out there, and so doing their parts. And so here we go with that. And John, should be an interesting game tonight. What are you looking for as far as some of the keys?
Now, one of the things that's got to happen on Wash's side is they've got to try and match the intensity level that the Prairie Hawks are going to bring. One of the things that head coach for Washington, Mo Blue, has said in the last couple of weeks is that his team has not risen up and matched the intensity level of their opposition. So look for them to come out hard and fast tonight. Also, they can't get behind. Scott Prairie wants to come out and get a lead. They want to keep the pedal to the metal, and they want to just not let Wash ever have a chance in this. Wash has got to find a way to maybe score first and then hang around and not let the game get out of hand.
Yep, and we'll see if that is the case in this one here tonight. Prairie going with their alternate jerseys tonight, their breast cancer awareness jerseys with the pink and black. And we hope, fingers crossed, all the same numbers that we have as far as our programs are concerned. And they'll be making their way out of the Northwest Tunnel and Northwest area coming up here in just a moment. John, we got a 7:15 start tonight. How about that? That's a rarity anymore.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're not used to that, but very, very welcome. Thank you very much to the weather. Thank you very much to the sophomores for cooperating. And that's right. Not to mention the fact I'm only 5 minutes from home, Scott.
Yeah, you got it all taken care of. The only bad part of tonight is the fact that with everything going on as far as the world is concerned, one other cancellation for this year was the annual chili feast on the last night of the season.
You know, so many things have caused us to go idle at different points in this season. My goodness, we had an entire week off.
Yes, we did.
A couple of weeks ago. Which has never happened in the 18 years that we've worked together, and I dare say maybe in the 30 years that you've been doing this. But, yeah, that's really disappointing that we're not getting Christy Schilly tonight.
Well, next year.
We hope. We hope.
One hopes, fingers crossed anyway. And here come the Prairie Hawks out onto the field turf at John Wall Memorial Field. Wash already out on the other side, on the east side of the field, and we'll get the coin toss coming up here. And again, wind will be a big factor in this one here tonight. Of course, coming your way on 107.5 FM, Cedar Rapids. Also tonight, 106.3 FM. They are bringing you the trophy game, the Titan Trophy, the battle for Zeus. I have no idea. How
What's
Zeus,
it look like, you know?
I have no idea, but I don't know. Maybe it's because of the Bolt and the Hawk. I don't know. But City High and Liberty are christening a new trophy tonight.
That's pretty cool in their first year of competition that they would have something like that ready to go. But doesn't surprise me whatsoever. If you're Liberty, you know all about the Battle of the Boot. You've been hearing about that for decades. But, yeah, let's get some new rivalries going.
Yeah. They have played a couple of times in the past, but they will play for a trophy and as 4A competitors this season. So coming out for the Washington Warriors is Justin Sherman, and Prairie will get the football first here in this game this evening, and Prairie will be going into the wind to start things off in this one here tonight from John Wall Memorial Stadium, as the Hawks in their all black with the pink feathers, for lack of a better term, on the shoulder pads and the black helmets. Wash will be in their white jerseys with the big red numerals and the red pants with the double white stripes, as we're just about set to get this one underway. And kicking off for Washington is going to be Seth Moore. And dropping back for the Prairie Hawks will be Elijah Ward on the far side, and Colton Forsland, he will be on the near side for Cedar Rapids Prairie. As we get ready to bring you the final regular season night of high school football for 2020, we made it to the finish line, at least for the regular season. So that is good news. With the wind, Moore has it teed up at the 40-yard line. And we are underway. A high kick will not go into the end zone. And Forsland at the 12, angling left, 15 to the 20, up the numbers, 25. And he's over the 30 to about the 32-yard line. For about a 20-yard return, and Prairie will bring out the offense first here tonight. And we'll see. We'll start things off at the quarterback spot, if it will be Fliss or Flecko out there for the Hawks. First and 10, 32-yard line. Nick Pearson, of course, the senior, is the featured back. And for Prairie, it is Adam Longwell. He'll start things off as a slot man to the right side. Flecko will be in there at the quarterback spot. Brandon Flecko for Prairie. First and 10. Play clock down to 7 on the opening play of the ball game. Here is the direct snap to Pearson. He's up the middle, and he's only going to get about a yard. Good job by the Warriors to stop that one. DeMarcus Hare, first one to get to him that time. And Chase Mahoney also in there. And now we've got an official's whistle, and I don't know if anyone's got blood out there already, John, but that's one play. And that may be a new record if somebody does.
Yeah, coming out here. It looks like it's a more of an equipment malfunction of some sort, perhaps, though.
That is the new tight end, Braden Dirksen. And he is a sophomore. And they'll replace him with a senior, Briar Jones. Of course, Gabe Burkle out for the season. The big weapon that Prairie has usually at the tight end spot. Hawks with the tight formation, Longwell in the slot to the right. Scott is a blocking back, and the direct snap again to Pearson. Runs over one and gets to about the 39-yard line. Jabari Dobbs in there on the stop. Going to bring up a third down and short. Third down and about 3 coming up for the Prairie Hawks.
Oh, and Prairie goes with this double tight end and the wing back slot situation. It puts a whole lot of bodies on both sides of the line of scrimmage in a very small, concentrated area.
Clayton Scott in there as the blocking back for the Hawks. Third down and 3, just underway. Now Prairie will flip-flop the entire line, and they will go with the strong side to the right. Here's a direct snap. Pearson hit and brought down. Big stick coming up there and making that for the Warriors was Noah Allen, who shot through there virtually untouched.
He did a great job of splitting a gap there. Nobody for Prairie picked him up. He stood Pearson up in the backfield.
So that's going to be a 3-and-out for Prairie. And Bjornson will drop back deep for Washington to get the punt from the very good punter Sam Broxick for Prairie, averaging almost 39 yards a boot. Line of scrimmage to 39. It was a one-hop snap back. Had time to get it away and got away a high floater. This will take a big Prairie bounce with a flag down inside the 20-yard line and down to about the 17-yard line.
Flag was thrown by the side judge on the Prairie sideline.
Odd place, but we'll see what it's going to be about here. Going to be a 44-yard punt.
It'll be a sideline warning.
Sideline warning against Prairie.
A lot of black jerseys down there for Prairie, and a lot of coaches, too, all anxious to get up there and be as close to the sideline as they can.
It's not a penalty. It's just a warning.
Just a warning the first time.
For the first one. Infraction. So Washington, after holding Prairie to a three and out, Warriors will have it, 9:52 to play here in the opening quarter, and they'll have it on the 17-yard line. Ortiz at quarterback, and he'll get the snap. Rolls short side, throws in the flat. A catch made along the sideline over there. And making the catch was China, who came up with it for a gain of seven. And a good play on first down. Brings up only a second down and three. Warriors will keep it on the ground, and a first down run. Across the 30-yard line out to about the 31-yard line for Jabari Dobbs. Off the quick count, the first and 10 on two plays for Washington. And the Warriors are going tempo here. Dobbs, the lone setback, trips to the left side. One receiver to the right. Ortiz rolls to the near side, throws low, penalty flag down. And the catch made or not made? They're going to say incomplete, and we'll check out the penalty flag.
It's that same side judge on the Prairie sideline again.
Moving it back a little bit, so it looks like it's going to be against Wash, and it's going to be a hold.
The penalty holding against the Warriors.
Holding against the Warriors, and that's a big one right there. The mistakes you can't have if you're Washington and Mo Blue tonight.
Well, you're going back in your kitchen here pretty deep, too, and looking at first and more than 20 on this particular comp.
So it'll be first down and long. Prairie showing blitz from the outside. Here's the counter play, and we got another flag down. And this is going to be movement and motion against the Warriors.
My goodness. Wash just marching backwards on their first possession here. It's a shame, too, because their defense came out. And we talked about one of the keys here being the intensity that Wash would bring at the beginning of this game. Their defense had that, forced Prairie into the three and out. But their offense now not able to execute three plays, three flags.
Score Mathis, Gibson, Allen, Perez, and Rockwell up front for the Warriors. First down and 27. Shotgun snap. They'll throw it out in the flat. China with the catch got away from one. Dances his way up for about a yard to the 14-yard line. And that will make it a second down and long. Warriors need the 41-yard line to pick up a first down.
Long pass all the way over to the far side of the field there for only about a one-yard gain and a lot of black jerseys up around there.
Ross Carr, Bjornsson, and Hare all out to the left side. Ortiz to throw, loops the far side, and overshot his man, incomplete. And it will be a third down coming up for Washington. Mentioned the guys up front. Take a look at Prairie defensively. Boer, Ramirez, each up front. Scott, that middle linebacker, the 5'10", 185-pounder, in there along with McGuire Jones. They patrol the middle for this team along with Adam Longwell. Nick Fetters, Jackson Decker, Mason Mahoney, and Colin Rickardson in there for Prairie. Here's a quarterback draw by Ortiz on third and long. Up the middle, 25, and tripped up. Well shy of the first down as it gets to the 26-yard line. We'll pick up a little bit of room. Got 12 on the quarterback draw, but it's going to be a fourth down.
That will bring the punt team out for Washington. Ball's sitting at about the 27-yard line, so going to have a little wind behind this kick if he can get it up in the air and let Mother Nature help a little bit.
Yep. Prairie will send one man, Forsland, back. Lines up at about the 40-yard line. as Blank will get it away. The sophomore hits a high end-over-end kick, and a fair catch called for at the 41-yard line by Forsland. 32-yard punt that time. And Prairie will have it in this scoreless game for the second time.
Michael Blank with the
as
punt.
It'll be first down. They'll mark it at the 41-yard line with 7:56 to play in a scoreless first quarter. Well, deadlock so far. See if Prairie's going to go with their second quarterback, and they will. Deontay Fliss will come in. He's the thrower, 6 foot, 180 pounds, and he is a junior.
Some personnel issues here for Prairie. You've got guys checking in and checking out.
Siondae Adams coming on late. Prairie's going to go four wide, three to the right side. On first down, here's Fliss. Going to gun to the near sideline. Forsland, a juggling catch, and then hit, brought down right away. They'll give him progress to about the 42-yard line before he was hit and brought down by Jaden Harris.
Pass thrown on the clear out pattern there and met immediately by two secondary guys from Wash. Again, good intensity here from the Wash defense to start this game.
Second,
sure tackling.
Second and eight. Warriors with that three-man front. Mahoney showing blitz, and he will come. Fliss to throw. He'll gun the near sideline and overshot Elijah Ward. Incomplete. Who had a couple steps on his man, but just overthrown, and it will be a third down coming up for Prairie.
Kind of got caught in the wash up there. Good job by the left cornerback for Wash of getting a little bit of hands on there without making it obvious, and there was no pass interference there, but he did slow down the receiver, and that's what you like to do if you're a defensive coordinator.
Third down and eight, near side hash mark, shotgun. Here is Fliss, and he throws it high and incomplete. And another Prairie three and out.
Boy, not only was that ball thrown high, it sailed over the intended receiver's head before he even turned around to acknowledge where the ball was. That timing pattern was not close.
Broxick in to punt it away again for Prairie, and Bjornson will drop back to the 25. No score, 7:13 remaining first quarter here at Prairie. As the Hawks will punt it away for the second time. And they'll reset the play clock here as they had to change footballs. And last snap, bounce back. We'll see what this one does. Another low one, but dug out. Roxick gets it away. And a knuckleball kick will take another Prairie bounce. Inside the 30, inside the 25, and down to the 20-yard line. That's a 37-yard punt. And 7:02 to play first quarter. And the Warriors will get it back in this scoreless game. Now mark it just about right on the 20-yard line. Haven't seen Prairie go three straight passes very often in the Mark Bliss era. But they did it right there. Now Blanket quarterback. The sophomore in the shotgun. Prairie showing blitz from the outside on first down. Here's the inside handoff and nothing doing. Piled up right away that time was Miles Thompson.
Miles Thompson, the ball carrier.
And that's going to be it is going to be a loss of a couple. Back to about the 18-yard line.
Yeah, that handoff was met immediately by number 42, Moses Each.
Here's Blank rolling to the right side, throws on the run, and almost picked off, but incomplete over in the far sideline. Longwell was over there, and Mahoney also there for Cedar Rapids Prairie.
Yeah, Longwell went down on the ground, a diving attempt to get that interception, and he very nearly succeeded.
Another thing we got here tonight, John, you got two teams that basically play two quarterbacks. That's another rarity. Zarin Ross Carr out to the left side. Slot left side for Hare. Twins to the right side as well. Third down and 12. Shotgun snap. Blank going to throw the quick out. Leaping catch made, but for a very short gain, Zarin Ross Carr brought down immediately by Colin Rickardson. And they'll move the ball to about the 22, maybe the 23-yard line. But it's going to be a punt for Wash.
again. Well, back in their own kitchen here, as the punter for Wash is going to set up on about his own 10-yard line.
As, again, blank to punt it away, averaging about 26 yards a kick. Line of scrimmage to 23. He gets this one away, and again, end over end. This one returnable. Forsland starts up the middle at the 50 and brought down at the 49-yard line. McBride and Allen on the stop that time, but good field position for the Prairie Hawks.
Well, the field position is being steadily won here by Prairie, and the reason is simple. While both defenses are doing their job, Scott, one punt crew's catching the ball in the air and the other one's not.
That's big.
We talk about this week in and week out. If you're a loyal and faithful listener to our broadcast, the amount of first downs that you save for your offense to have to make when you have a punt return receiver who can catch that ball in the air, even if he doesn't return it at all, it's sometimes as much as two first downs after the bounce is recorded.
So each team with two possessions, and we've had one first down so far on a windy, warm night here at John Wall Memorial Field as they take a little bit of a hydration and sanitation break. Sanitizing.
Both defenses looking very, very solid at this point. Ahead of the offenses. The offenses just, neither one of them right now seem to have a rhythm. Neither one of them seem to kind of have a feel for what it is they want to accomplish. And even if they do, and I'm wrong in that respect, neither one of them have 11 guys all doing their job at the same time on every play.
No score. We'll keep you updated on scores throughout the evening tonight, as it is the final night of the regular season. Some big matchups tonight. And we'll keep abreast of that situation. Washington will bring Dallin Garner out there. He's going to be the big sophomore left side defensive end right now. Out there for the Warriors. Deshaun here on the right side with Noah Allen in the middle. Jabari Dobbs at one outside backer. First and 10 at the 49-yard line. And here comes Pearson. Starts the left side and push back. Wash doing a really nice job so far in the first quarter of corralling Nick Pearson.
Well, Chase Mahoney just in there standing, black shirt, Prairie guys up straight, pushing his way into that backfield.
So it's second down. They're actually going to say a loss of a yard that time. Really second and 11 from the stripe of the 50-yard line. And the Hawks entice Washington's defensive line to jump. That is the thing that is preached all week when you play Prairie, John, because you know it's coming.
Well, there's so many different ways that they like to shift and or just do a kind of an up and down motion to try and get you to jump into that neutral zone.
5-yard penalty will bring up a second down and 6. Pearson split to the right side. They're going to go with an empty backfield here. Lecko, pump fake, being chased, hit from behind as he throws down the right sideline and overshot Longwell, incomplete. Again, Mahoney was in there. Chase Mahoney, the sophomore linebacker, really laid a wallop on Blecko.
Yeah, they're having trouble keeping Mahoney out of there. To Mahoney's credit, I mean, he's just slipping through there. Not necessarily that he's that elusive. He's just bull rushing his way into the backfield.
Young and Riley in there as linebackers for Wash.
That was the old wheel route, Scott.
Third down for Prairie. They're 0 for 2 on third down tries. They'll flip-flop the offensive line down to 7 on the play clock. Slot to the left side, and the counter handoff. Longwell up the middle, and he gets close to first down yardage, but I think he's going to be a little short. Maybe a half yard.
The ball got over, but his knee touched first. And that's what the officials are saying.
So that'll bring up a fourth down, and Prairie will go for it. Fourth down and about a single yard. Crowd starting to get up behind the Hawks here. Long count. They'll flip-flop that offensive line.
Push through.
Fourth down. Slot right side. Direct snap. Pearson up middle. First down and more. Pushing his way and gets through. Busted through to the 20, to the 10, to the 5, and in for the touchdown.
40 yards.
How many times do you see in a short yardage situation, John, you get through that initial line and you're scot-free?
Well, committed so many people right up front there that when Pearson got through that first wave, there was nobody left in the secondary to bring him down. And even if there was, once Pearson gets up ahead of steam, that's a tough solo tackle.
The swinging gate now coming up for Prairie. As in for the Hawks is A.J. Walter to try the extra point. Out of the hole to Brandon Blecko. As the Hawks get on the board first. Snap down. And the kick is up, and it is good. 4:11 to play in the opening quarter. It's Prairie 7 and Washington nothing. Back with a kickoff in a minute. This is high school football on 107.5 FM, KGYM. Let's see if we got this here.
I'm shocked it's October already. Dave Wright here from Dave Wright Nissan Subaru. With all the crazy weather this year, I'm afraid I'm not going to hit my goals. So I'm rolling out my most shocking deals yet. During the Shocktober sales event, this means when you trade in your current car, you could save a lot on a nicer, newer car, plus put only $7 down. So dump that pumpkin that's haunting your driveway, trade, and save a lot on a nicer, newer car you deserve. Are past credit problems keeping you up at night? Don't be scared. My For the People credit approval process is a treat. We connect you with the lender who want to say yes to you. I'm restocked with inventory and I need to hit my goals, so I'll give you a lot off the price of a nicer, newer car, and you only need to put $7 down. It's the Shocktober sales event, but hurry, deals this good scare my accountant, so they won't last long. Visit Dave Wright Nissan Subaru today on the corner of North Center Point and Boyson Roads, or see all the cars at DaveWrightAuto.com. That's DaveWrightAuto.com.
Credit at $7 down require bank approval. Negative equity may be refinanced. Vehicle purchase price determines actual discount. It's 10/31/2020.
Kickoff taken by Zarin Ross Carr on a couple of hops and took it back 21 yards. Wash will have good field position at the 36-yard line is where they will mark it before he was escorted out of bounds. 7-0 Prairie on the Nick Pearson 40-yard run. And we'll see if Wash can come back and answer. Warriors with a first and 10, wide side of the field to the left. Here's the inside handoff, breaking tackles across the 45, and a first down run to the 48. Was that Dobbs or Thompson? That was Jabari Dobbs. Ran over a few people that time wearing black shirts.
Got a head of steam up, and he carried a couple of guys the last 3 or 4 yards. They're great body lean and intensity on that run.
First and 10 at the 49-yard line. Again, Dobbs right side into Prairie territory and tripped up as he takes it down to the Hawk 47-yard line. And that's five more. Nothing fancy right there on the first couple of plays.
Dobbs just running hard. Got his helmet and shoulder pads out in front of his feet. Great body lean. Tough to bring down.
Second down and five off the fake. Here comes the keeper by Blank, and he is hit by Longwell out of bounds at the 45-yard line. They tried a little naked boot that time.
Forced out of bounds.
Prairie defense wasn't fooled. They stayed at home and made sure that they set the edge until he got to the sideline.
It'll be a third and short coming up for the Warriors. Third down and two coming up out of the shotgun. One set back. I'm making an offset eye to the left side this time. Prairie showing blitz. And the inside handoff to Dobbs. Stood up. Second effort. Got a yard, but he's going to be shy of the first down by one. And now it's a decision time for the Warriors.
No question. They're going right into this and looking for their play.
Doesn't shock me at all. Fourth down for Washington. And it'll be a sneaky. Ooh, very close.
There, the officials are waving it off. Either way, I don't think they got it.
I think you're right. They're ringing. Yep, officials make the signal, and it will be Wash giving it up on downs.
Well, the Warriors at least penetrated into Prairie territory, getting down to about the 43-yard line of the Hawks, but turning the ball over, and Prairie's got it back.
7-0 Prairie, and the Hawks will have it first and 10 at the 44-yard line. There's that bunch formation. They'll spread it out of it a little bit. Fetters now into the ball game in the slot to the right side, and the direct snap to Pearson goes up the middle, busts through the first wave, and gets to about the 49, just shy of midfield, as he will go for about five. Seen a lot of different offensive line shifts and strategies here in the early going.
Yeah, putting a lot of unbalanced looks Washington's way here. And generally what they'll do is they'll come out in one kind of an offensive line arrangement, and then they'll all pop up and shift or maybe swap sides.
Slot to the right side again. Pearson on the direct snap, sweeping the right side. Got a good block to the 40-yard line. Down the numbers to the 30. Angling to the sideline and brought down by Miles Thompson. But not before he takes it down to the Washington 15-yard line on a run of 35 for Pearson.
Good misdirection counter there to Pearson, who broke containment for Washington, who did not set the edge there. There was nobody out there. All he had to do was go down the Prairie sideline right in front of their home team.
86 yards already on seven carries for Nick Pearson. In the red zone at the 15-yard line. From the near side hash, blitz coming. Vletko on the keeper, off the fake, breaks a tackle, and taken down by Noah Allen as he gets down to about the 12-yard line. Sherman also helping out on the stop for Washington.
Lecco likes to run that ball, and at 6'3", he's kind of sometimes runs like a sheet of plywood, as I like to say, Scott. He needs to get that helmet and shoulder pads out in front of his feet a little bit more.
Second down and 8. Under 2 to play here in the game's first quarter. 7-0 Prairie. And the Hawks on the move once again. Moses each in there as a blocking back, this time for Prairie. On second down, here's that counter give off the right side to the 10-yard line. Bouncing off the pile and in for the touchdown is the senior Nick Fetters. On that little wing back around, goes for 13 and a Prairie touchdown.
Very similar to the run that Pearson scored on in the last possession. And just making it look easy right now on these two possessions.
As he goes for 13 and the touchdown. Extra point try coming up for Prairie. Out of the hold of Vletko, it'll be Walter to attempt. 13-0 Hawks. Good snap, place down, kick on its way, and just got it inside that left upright. Kick is good. It's Prairie 14 and Washington nothing. Back with the kickoff in a minute. You're listening to High School Football right here on 107.5 FM KGYM.
Nothing fills a bottomless hole in your hunger like Quickstar's new Pothole Pizza. Yeah, fun name, but serious pizza. Zesty sauce with a pile of five amazing Wisconsin cheeses. There's pepperoni pepperoni, sausage palooza, loaded with big chunks of spicy sausage, and meat sweats. Nearly a half pound of spicy sausage and pepperoni. Not for the faint of appetite. These aren't available lukewarm in soggy cardboard. They come hot from your oven when you get them fresh off the shelf only at Quickstar. Pothole Pizza, Quickstar. We got your appetite covered.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Kickoff taken by Zarin Roskaroff, a very high bounce. He let it hit the turf, went up in the air, and wisely fell on it at about the 24-yard line. And that's where Washington will have it. First and 10, but two quick strikes there by the Prairie offense after Took a couple of possessions for Prairie to get warmed up.
And it looks like that they've found their sea legs on offense for Prairie. It's time for Wash to do the same thing here. They did get into into Prairie territory on the last drive, and see if they can pick up where they left off and find pay dirt this time.
Shotgun formation for the Warriors. And blank on the inside, handoff, busting tackles, and across the 30, spun down at the 32-yard line was Miles Thompson, as he will take it for about 8.
Thompson running hard, the sophomore, 6'1", 155. You're going to hear that name a lot in the next couple of years.
Both these running backs will be back next year for a young Washington team. Second down and 2, blank rolls to the right side. Being chased, looking to throw, ran out of room, and just has to take it out of bounds. And they will say he got back to the line of scrimmage. So it'll be a third and about 2.5 upcoming.
Hurry, defense has done a nice job tonight of not getting outflanked. They've run everything into the boundary.
Third down, little more than 2. 14-0 Prairie. Wash with the ball at the 31-yard line. Shotgun, inside handoff, Thompson. Breaking tackles, first down, 40. Nice cut to the outside, 45. And he's into Prairie territory, all the way down to about the 49-yard line. And it'll be a gain of 20 and a Warrior first down.
Number 35, Clayton Scott.
As Thompson with his third run of the night, he's got 26 yards. Warriors will go no huddle, and they'll go a little tempo here as we're under a minute to play in the first quarter. Thompson up the middle on the first down play and takes it to the 46.
Carries again for the Warriors.
Tackled in there by McGuire Jones and J.T. Smith.
15, Baxter Bohr.
Baxter Bohr also in there on the stop. Could be the final play of the quarter upcoming. Here's a handoff, Thompson off the right side and spun down after a short pickup. And Jones in there again on the tackle. They'll give him about 4, and that's going to take us to the end of the first quarter. After 1 from John Wall Memorial Field here at Prairie, it's the Hawks 14, Cedar Rapids, Washington nothing. Back with the second quarter after this one-minute break. You're listening to high school football right here on KGYM Sports.
What makes IMON Communications the best choice for your business? We've got the right internet speeds, the right services, and the right team to keep your business goals on track. Get reliable internet and data transfer services with speeds up to 10 gigs, backed by IMON's own fiber optic network. Stay connected to remote teams through scalable voice and telephone systems, and keep customers entertained with the latest cable TV and music services. IMON offers 24-hour business support from local experts, so you never have to wait to get the help you need. Discover the difference the right connections can make at imon.net/business.
We hopped in the UFG Insurance time machine to ask future you what's worth it. He said things we expected, like your family, your best friend, and the coolest pet in the world. But there were surprises, too, like the dream job you couldn't believe you got and the person you met who changed your whole life. Oh, and BT Dubs, while we were talking, you of the future asked us to tell you it's all worth it. We think you should trust yourself on that. So no phone when you drive. And sign the pledge against distracted driving at UFGWorthIt.com.
We welcome you back to Cedar Rapids Prairie as we get ready to start the second quarter. 14-0, the Hawks with the lead. And Washington with a third down coming up here. As the Warriors will face a third down and about, we'll call it 3. From the 42-yard line in Prairie territory, needing a score here to get things rolling to start the second quarter. Warriors will go with 3 receivers up top to the left and Hare to the right side. Shotgun, Longwell showing blitz for Prairie. He'll come. Off the fake, blank on the keeper, caught from behind and brought down on a solo tackle. Beautiful play right there defensively by Moses Each. And that's going to be a loss of a yard.
Bring up a 4th and 5.
That's going to bring the punt team out. Interesting. penetrated into Prairie territory, got down to their 44, 43-ish, but going to decide to punt here.
Long well.
Unless we see a fake.
Good. Blank is a quarterback. Both the quarterbacks are punters for the Warriors. Longwell back, single safety at about the 10-yard line. Line of scrimmage is the 43. He will kick it away, angling to the far sideline, and will take a bounce and hop out of bounds. And they'll mark it at the 19-yard line, so that'll be a 24-yard kick. And Prairie will get it back.
Interesting. Two series in a row where Wash has penetrated to exactly the Prairie 43-yard line. On the first of the two, they went for it and were denied. And so this time, with even more yardage to pick up on fourth down, Mo Blue decided to punt it away.
And they'll pin the Hawks back on their own 19 here. In the early stages of the second quarter, Prairie on top, 14-0. Four receivers, Twins left, Twins to the right. Fliss going to throw in the flat. Forslund with the catch, trying to get away, couldn't do it. Good tackle by Watts McBride on the near side in the on an island out there at about the 23-yard line. It will be a pickup of about three, maybe four.
Another one of those Warriors that does not play like a sophomore. Watts McBride, one of the surest tacklers one-on-one, you'll see.
And like you said, only a sophomore. Tony Westmoreland, a junior in there at the nose now. On second down and a long six. Shotgun snap back to Fliss. He'll gun the middle of the field, tipped and almost picked off. As back there trying to get the deflection was Riley Martin. As Jabari Dobbs laid the wood to the intended receiver, Forslund.
Now that ball thrown on a rope.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with Deontay Fliss's arm strength.
Tough for those slant patterns coming across the middle, though. The best of guys get a little nervous, Scott, when they're crossing the middle of that hook curl zone.
Alex White coming in as a fourth receiver for Prairie. Hawks now with a third down. Fliss will roll the pocket to the right, throws low, and the diving catch made by Elijah Ward. And he'll have it up for the Prairie first down as he's touched down at the 31-yard line on the gain of eight.
And the Prairie first down.
It's a little curl right there.
Ball thrown low, had to go down on the ground to get it, but nicely secured.
First and 10, 31-yard line. 10-14, clock rolling first half, 14-0 Prairie. Bunch formation to the left side here. Fliss rolling that way, looking to throw, throws, and it's incomplete. Off the hands of his intended receiver, Alex White, the 5'10", 155-pound senior.
Best intended for number 13, Alex White.
And it'll be a second down and 10. Of course, Prairie without Gabe Burkle, without Jake Walter. On the receiving crew. As right now, they'll go with Longwell as the running back in this formation for Prairie. Second down and 10 for the 31. Wide side of the field to the left. Fliss will throw and leap and catch made right along the sideline. And Hare on the hit. As White came down with that one. And they'll mark him down at about the 36-yard line for a pickup of five.
The tackle was made in there by number six.
It's kind of like long handoffs right now on those passes.
Dave Marcus Hare, he just came up and struck like a cobra as soon as that ball was caught. Drove the receiver out of bounds 5 yards.
Third and five, shotgun Fliss. A pump fake. He's going to throw it deep right side. Catch made. And into Washington territory is Flecko. One quarterback to the other quarterback.
Well, and that was tough because he double pumped it and then had to thread it between a deep defender and two underneath. But he threaded the needle in there. That's a tough pass.
It's a gain of 26. And Prairie with a first down, up 14-0. Here in the second quarter, 9:40, clock rolling before halftime from the Wash 38-yard line. Warriors with that three-man front. Shotgun snap, deep drop, setting up the middle screen, and it's incomplete. Off the hands of Longwell, as Mahoney was the closest Warrior right there.
Fliss needed to hold on to that just another split second before he delivered it. Got a little antsy with all those white jerseys coming down his throat.
Second down, upcoming, second and 10. Lutko stays in there as a wide out. White in there as well as Forslund and Elijah Ward. Ward flanked out wide to the left side on this second down and 10 play. Here's Fliss to throw, another pump fake. He's flushed out of the pocket, throws on the run, and threw it way high to Lutko, incomplete. And a third and 10 upcoming, and Prairie has been 2 out of 2 so far on this drive on third downs.
Boy, they've gotten away from that running game, which is what put the two scores they have on the board right now up there. Kind of getting air happy.
Hawks averaging 393 yards a game offensively, 254 on the ground, and Wash giving up 207 on the ground. That's a key stat here tonight. Third down, Fliss to throw, guns the right side, and incomplete. Had a receiver out there and in and out of the hands of Forslund.
That was a perfectly thrown ball. Just was not secured and brought in. Well, that's going to bring up a long fourth down conversion. Fourth and 10 from the Washington 38.
Prairie going with the win. Hawks have a brand new sophomore center in there, John. Cale DeFlieger in there along with Ripley and Williams, Dolly and Farrow. Fourth down, Prairie's going to keep the offense out there. Vlecko in motion to the left side. Fliss to throw. Fliss has all day. Now he's flushed out of the pocket. He's going to run. Cuts it back at the 30, and he's got the first down. Got the first down. I don't see any flags in the play, and they will move the chains. And first and 10, Prairie on the pickup of 11.
Boy, it seemed like forever before Fliss decided to tuck that under and run. He had nothing but open field in front of him, and he kind of hesitated until I thought, my goodness, he's not going to run it, and then off he went and got it.
14-0 Prairie, 9-even to play here in the second quarter. And the Hawks on the move once again. Nick Pearson getting a rest on the sideline right now. Longwell stays in there as a running back. Prairie will go with the spread. Fliss to throw it again. Fliss under pressure, escapes the pocket. Throws on the run, and it's incomplete. Tried to get it down at about the 12-yard line to his intended receiver. I believe that was Forslund. Or check that. Have to, yeah, it was Forslund.
This is pass intended.
Tough pass for the right-handed Fliss, just kind of rolling out to his left and having to throw back across his body that far downfield. That's a tough one to get accuracy on.
Tough, tough pass. Second down and 10. Prairie. Air Bliss here. Going to throw it again. Fliss guns the middle of the field and incomplete pass. Big stick there by a couple of Warriors. Riley and McBride got that away from Vlecko. Had it just for a moment.
Just a nice little hook route right there in the middle of the field, but and thrown perfectly and brought in perfectly, but just hit so hard by the Wash defenders that it coughed out.
Prairie 2 out of 6 on third down tries, 3rd and 10 from the Warrior, 27-yard line. Trip receivers to the left side. Being chased, Fliss stops, throws. Forslund with the catch, and he got pushed backwards and brought down.
This is kick pass.
As Keandre China made the tackle at the 21, so they got about 6 of it. It'll be a 4th and 4 coming up for Prairie.
Bring up a 4th and 4.
And they're going to bring in the field goal unit. As coming in will be Walter to try the field goal. A.J. Walter, this will be a 38-yard attempt from the middle of the field with the wind. Low snap, dug out, kick on its way, has the distance, and it is good. Walter with a 38-yard field goal for Prairie, and they extend the lead now to 17-0. With 7:36 to play ahead of halftime. That was a big leg. That one would have been good from about 45.
and a nice little southwest wind here behind him. But he did his part in just getting good follow through, getting the ball up in the air, and there was never any doubt. It split the uprights.
Prairie now with the 17-0 lead. And from Kingston right now, our man, Mr. Randy Krejci over there. Second quarter and a 14-0 Dubuque senior lead. That's a good Dubuque senior team coming down.
Sure is. That's a Dubuque senior team to beat this Prairie Hawk team.
That was in week two.
With a field goal as time expired. Preventing that game from going to overtime.
Prairie, we'll get ready to kick it off. Listening to high school football tonight on 107.5 FM. KGYM, Cedar Rapids.
Scott, if you get either two of those Dubuque public schools in your pod coming up here in the playoffs, that's going to be a tough out.
A lot of people think that perhaps Hempstead might be the best team in Eastern Iowa. Remains to be seen, but we'll find out starting next Friday night.
Boy, there's a lot of conjecture on who that could be because it's just it could go a lot of different ways.
Here's the approach. Walters kick. And this one angling to the near side will take a bounce and go out of bounds. And Wash will have good field position. As they will more than likely take it up here. After the penalty.
Yep, should go to the 35-yard line. And Washington's last two possessions have both gotten into Prairie territory. They just need to find a way to get down into the red zone and get some points on the board.
Prairie defense has bent a little bit, but they certainly have not broken. Kennedy and West have not started play yet. You feel better now, John. They just had the coin toss, according to KJ Pilcher. First and 10 at the 35-yard line. Warriors will go with the spread look. Twins left, twins to the right. One set back. Blank. We'll hand it off, though. Ooh, Dobbs hit right away, but spun off the tackle and got a couple. Before he was brought down by Jackson Decker, the 5'10", 180-pound linebacker.
Both these Wash running backs just running hard tonight. That great body lean. They keep their legs moving after contact. Drag people along for a ride.
Gained a couple, second down and 8. Warriors have started drives well, just need to just finish the drives. 7 minutes to play here in the opening half. 17-0 Prairie. Off the fake, blank on the boot, coming to the right side across the 40 and got hit hard as he got to the 42-yard line. As a couple of Hawks converged, led by McGuire Jones, a 5'11", 185-pound junior. So it'll be a gain of 6 that time. And the Warriors will have a third down. Oh, high snap goes over Blank's head, picks it up on a hop. He's going to have the wherewithal to throw it away before taking the big sack. As Bohr was in there, bearing down on him.
Well, there's that influence of the sophomore moving up to the varsity at the center position. He's going to wish he had that snap back.
So it'll be a 3-and-out for the Warriors. And Wash will have to punt it away. And Prairie has not dropped anybody back. They're going to try for the block.
Now they're bringing somebody off the bench back.
Forslund got in there a little bit late. High snap brought down, and a wobbly kick down the middle of the field. And it's going to take a Prairie bounce this time. And touched up at about the 43-yard line. Only going to be about a 16-yard punt. And Prairie will get it back up 17-0 with 6:19 to play here in the first half. And they'll mark it at the 44-yard line.
Wash has had 5 possessions offensively tonight. 4 of them ended up as punts. One of them, they gave the ball over on downs after getting down to the Prairie 43. Prairie, on the other hand, has had five possessions, and they went three and out on their first two, punted the ball away. And since then, on the last three possessions, the Hawks have had a 40-yard touchdown run by Pearson, a 13-yard touchdown run by Fetters, and a 38-yard field goal by Walter. So Wash's defense, it's time to stop a drive here and stop the bleeding, quite frankly. They need, with 6:19 left here before halftime, they've got to stop this scoring onslaught here that Prairie's putting on.
Another score, West Branch leading Beckman 7-6. That game with district title implications in Class 1A. As West Branch going up to Dyersville tonight. Take on Mark Atwater's Beckman Blazers.
That's right.
The former Lindmar Lion.
And Cohawk.
Dad will always be a Cohawk. Mark will always be a Cohawk as well.
And a WD Hawk.
There you go. From the 44-yard line, Pearson back in, gets a direct snap right up the gut and takes it across the 50 into Warrior territory down to the 40. Well, they're going to say his knee hit at the 50.
Well, after a possession where it was all air bliss and Deontay Fliss throwing the ball, they're heading back to straight up the gut to Mr. Pearson.
Oh, that's a headline writer's dream. Fliss and bliss. Second down and four from the 50-yard line. Wide side of the field to the left for Prairie. They'll go with that slot and single wing to the right. And here's Pearson on the snap. He comes right, breaks through, busts through, 40 to the 30-yard line, and brought down by Harris, a touchdown-saving tackle. Down at about the Wash 25-yard line.
Yeah, Pearson just showing why he's such a strong, pounding runner. If he gets past that initial defensive wave, it's tough to bring him down one-on-one.
Pearson over 100 yards in the first half as he is at 117 yards here in the ball game. First down at the 25 of Washington. Here is the counter give. Up the middle and running into his own man that time was Longwell. And he brought him down, I think, more than the Warrior defense did. It'll be a gain of three on Longwell's second carry of the night. He's had three carries on the year. Of course, Jake Walter was kind of that position guy, the junior, and he is out for the season. But Longwell doing a nice job of moving into that spot for Prairie. I formation. Down to 10 on the play clock on the second down play. And, oh, a little trickeration here. Wash wasn't buying it. And now we've got, well, I thought we had a whistle.
We had a late whistle there.
That was something with a first name on it that Prairie was running.
Yeah, that was probably like Johnny Cash or one of those famous singers that Mark Bliss is so famous for naming his special plays after.
That play is dropped by an illegal motion, but the man coming around stuck the football between the knees of one of the backs for Prairie. I have no idea what was going to happen after that.
It was okay.
Mayhem would have ensued. That one's not down at the goal line, though. We don't usually see these exotics outside the 5-yard line. Wash showing blitz on second down. Pearson off tackle right with a blocker in front, pushing his way close to the 20 and inside the 20. Take him down to about, well, they'll say right on the 20-yard line for a pickup of 7.
Another punishing off tackle run by Pearson. He gets up that head of steam. If you don't get a couple of bodies on him at the line of scrimmage, he's going to drag you at least 5 yards once he makes contact with you.
Prairie facing a third down. Hawks are 2 of 8 tonight on third downs. Here's a double handoff. Big hole, Longwell, and he will glide into the end zone for the touchdown. That play has been effective 3 times in the 3 times Prairie has run it tonight with 3 different players.
great backfield faking, and just the thing that makes it go, though, is the blocking up front.
23-0. Prairie on top, 3:47 to play here in the half. And the Hawks will bring the swinging gate out to the middle, and Walter will attempt the extra point. And try to tack on the 24th point here in the half for Prairie. And it's up, and it is good. 3:47 to play here in the first half of play. It's Prairie 24 and Washington nothing. Back with a kickoff. After this, you're listening to High School Football from KGYN.
Your business is relying on technology more than it ever has to connect with clients and meet with employees. I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions, answering the phone just like always. Our brilliant engineers are solving problems every day. You have enough on your mind. Let us handle your IT concerns. Call us at Network Computer Solutions, 319-247-7223. We're local, we love this community, and we're ready to help.
The Army National Guard plays a vital role in your community. We're on the front lines supporting essential personnel, first responders, law enforcement, and medical professionals, delivering food, supplies, and medicine, keeping communities safe, making a difference. During emergencies, we're always ready, always there. Learn more about part-time service in the Army National Guard at nationalguard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association at this station.
Back with you at Cedar Rapids Prairie's John Wall Memorial Field. As it will be Prairie to kick it away with the 24-0 lead. As the Hawks have been terrific on fourth down, and that was their first third down conversion. This one is going to bound inside the one. Oh, it's loose. Nobody has touched it yet. And what do we got? A safety.
Oh, my. The ball bounced around on about the two and then down to the one, and it did not go into the end zone until a Hawk picked it up, carried it back into the end zone, and was tackled there, Scott.
Well, Keandre China apparently was the one that fell on it for Washington. The end zone. Now the officials are going to deliberate, and we'll see if the safety still stands
here. The momentum of the kick did not take it into the end zone. It went down almost to across the end zone line, but it stopped just short of it.
And there are four officials talking things over.
I think that what happened then was Adams picked it up and was pushed backwards into the end zone and tackled there for the safety.
To move it immediately before it's turned away.
And again, the official still talking it over. This is a long, long talk.
Well, if you pick that ball up on the one-yard line on a kickoff, you've got to advance it. You cannot give any ground and go backwards. That's the moral of this story, no matter what the ruling is.
I think the safety is going to be wiped out because the officials are coming over to talk to Mark Bliss. And that's usually a sign that it's going to be reversed, the call.
So evidently that after the officials' meeting, they decided that the ball did cross the line and would be an automatic touchback.
Well, they could have another chance because the ball is going to be at about the one or inside the one-yard line.
Well, that's right. They are taking the chains down now, and they are going to put this ball, it looks like, at about the one or maybe one and a half.
Oh.
No, inside the one. Oh, my gosh. The back of the ball is on the end line. Oh, my goodness. So it will not be a safety. It will be a wash first down from the half-yard line.
Maybe the half-yard line.
And that's optimistic.
First down. The ball is just about touching orange end zone right now here at John Wall Memorial Field. Blank in there in the shotgun with one setback on his right hip. Sets him down, gets a snap. He's going to throw deep down the far sideline, incomplete. And the Wash sideline wants a flag.
Well, the coaching staff for the Warriors can't believe they didn't get a flag on that.
Not going to get it, though. Not going to get it. It'll be second down and 10. I like the call, though, from the
Wash. I do, too. That's always a great call. And we have seen it go the distance more than once.
Yes, we have. 3:39 to play first half. 24-0 in favor of Prairie. Again, from the end zone, they'll hand it off this time. And out to about the 3 as Dobbs gets a little bit of breathing room before he was pushed back in there.
Miles Thompson.
Oh, man. It was Miles Thompson, I beg your pardon.
You know, they have such similar running styles. They both are very quick, and they hit the hole fast, and they're punishing running backs.
Third down. Washington 1 out of 5 on third down tries. Off the fake. Blank rolls to the left side. He's going to run to the 5, and he's going to be shy of the first down, taken out of bounds. And again, coming up to make the stop was McGuire Jones, and he has been all over the place for the Prairie defense tonight.
Up in there by number 38, McGuire Jones.
And they'll mark the ball at about the 70-yard line.
It'll be a long 3 from any conversion for that. And the Warriors are going to have to get off a good punt here. Prairie receiver setting up at the Wash 40-yard line to receive this.
Yeah, it's Forslund back. Good snap, and the punt from the end zone is away. A high end-over-end kick, and it's going to angle out of bounds, and it's not going to be a very long one. Going to mark it at the 25-yard line. So Blank's kick goes 18 yards that time, and Prairie deep in Washington territory, already up 24 points.
Easily the best starting field position for any drive tonight that Prairie has had. And the short porch here, Wash's defense has desperately got to stop the bleeding and not allow for another score.
That tight bunch formation, now they'll get out of it. Flecko in there at the quarterback spot with Pearson to his right. Slot to the right side, and Pearson on the direct snap. Bounces off one tackler inside the 20 and down to the 19-yard line.
Nick Pearson, the
as he will pick up a couple.
Just to give you an idea of sometimes of how wacky the preparation for this offense of Prairie's is, they had an unbalanced of 4 blockers on the right, 2 on the left, and the 2 on the left pulled and ran over behind the 4 blockers on the right. Talk about student body one direction or the other. My goodness.
Blitz coming on second down. Vlecko to throw. Has all day. Throws left side of the end zone. And a turning catch made for the touchdown. Everett Cook. For the score for Prairie. And it's now 30-0.
About a 19 or 20-yard strike there, back completely against the grain of the play.
19 yards, they'll call it. And Cook gets the catch for the score. And it's 30-0. And Vlecko, with his first touchdown pass of the night, or of the season, I should say. High snap brought down. Good hold, and the kick is good. And it's all Prairie here with the 31-0 lead. That was a heck of a catch by a guy that hasn't had too many chances this year. That was his first catch of the year.
Wow. Had to completely turn around and backpedal, caught the ball, backing into the end zone.
And aside from the first 2 drives of the ball game, it has been all Prairie. It took a while for the offense to get warmed up, but boy, since it has.
Yeah, first 2 possessions for the Hawks were 3 and out, yielded punts, but since then it's been 2 touchdowns and a field goal sandwiched in between 2 more touchdowns.
You want to be playing your best ball at this juncture of the year, and that's exactly what this Prairie team appears to be doing right now. As Prairie will get ready to kick it away. And Walter, who pinned Washington back inside their own one on the last kick with the approach. And this one will go deep, and this one will go into the end zone. And the Warriors will have it. First and 10 at the 20-yard line with 2:16 to play here in the half.
Well, Washington's just got to simply find a way to get a first down, first of all. Get the chains moving, and with 2:16 left in this first half, get to halftime without allowing Prairie to have one more possession and a chance to score.
As the Hawks will line up the defense. And it'll be a first and 10 for Washington. And the Warriors will scrimmage from the 20-yard line. Off the fake, bootleg left, and blank to the 25-yard line. And good second effort. The sophomore takes it to the 27-yard line. As in there with the stop was Hodges. Charles Hodges, number 27. Prairie's getting a lot of second-teamers in there. At this point, yeah, a lot of folks on the handoff, not much. Dobbs got back to the line of scrimmage, and that is
Brian
it.
Dobbs, the ball carrier, carried the ball back to the line of
and
scrimmage before he was stopped in there by number 52.
Officials are stopping the clock.
Josue Ramirez.
Josue Ramirez on the stop for Prairie.
Warrior leaving the field here. I think that was stopped for an injury to have him go off the field and be attended to. But he's walking off under his own power.
Yeah, Big Max Perez.
Without anybody coming out to help him. Just a little bit of a limp. He'll be back.
5'11", 3'10", for the Warriors. Third down and three. Trips to the right side this time for Washington. Shotgun snap. Blank taking it himself. Eludes one, trying to get to the corner, and brought down. Hodges again got him. And they will mark it at the 25-yard line. That's a loss of a couple.
Number 27, Charles Hodges.
Wash.
Well, we got
a clock stopping because I'm thinking Prairie got a timeout, didn't
they? Yes, they did. Prairie got the timeout. We'll make Wash punt it away from the 26-yard line.
Well, this is what you did not want to do if you were Washington, is to go three and out, give the ball right back to Prairie, who's going to have some pretty good field position. And if they can get another score on the board in terms of a touchdown, then we're going to start off the second half with the continuous clock. Wash has got to find a way to deny this next possession. They've allowed five in a row for the last five Prairie possessions to get into that end zone one way or the other. They've got to find a way to stop this one.
31-0 Prairie. It was a scoreless game midway through the first quarter, and then Prairie has scored on their last five possessions, four of those touchdowns, and all by different folks. Pearson from 40, Fetters from 13, 38-yard field goal by Walter. Longwell, a 20-yard run, and Vleco to Cook from 19 yards out. And that's where we are right now, and setting up for a Washington punt. Down 31-0 here at John Wall Memorial Field. As Forsland will drop back.
He's done a nice job of fielding punts here tonight for Prairie's special teams, and he's going to be setting up just inside his own territory to receive this kick. Should be some good field position here for Prairie to work with.
Blank to kick from the 26-yard line. As it'll be Forsland at the 42. Snap back and a high but short kick right up the elevator shaft, and then it takes a Prairie bounce. And it'll be touched up at the 37-yard line. That's only going to be about an 11-yard punt.
Looked like your nine iron or sandwich, Scott.
I don't have that much backspin on it usually.
That had a lot of English back, pulling it back the wrong way for Washington.
So it'll be Prairie. They started their last drive on the 25. They'll start this one on the 37-yard line of Washington. Flisson there to throw with the wind. Going to throw, and it's incomplete. Up the right side, and it'll be second down and 10. And try to get it out there to Elijah Ward.
We're going up in there by number six, DeMarcus.
Prairie still has two timeouts in their back pocket, if they would like to use those. We'll have some scores, we'll have stats, we'll talk a little playoffs coming your way at halftime here tonight from Prairie. Fliss out of the shotgun, being chased, penalty flag is down, and a throw upfield and a diving catch made by Forslund. Nope, incomplete, but this is coming back. Pretty obvious hold back at about the 44-yard line. And that'll be the second penalty of the night against the Hawks. Playoffs get started a week from tonight. The first of the six rounds of playoffs this year.
Going to be a lot of buys.
There will be a lot of buys next week.
A lot of teams that are going to have a two-week preparation before they finally hit the playoff field trail.
Probably these two teams.
And that would be the case for these two we're watching tonight, for sure.
Second down and a country mile. Second down from here to Shoeyville. Low snap, Fliss going to throw the slant, and Ward got upended by Thompson. Right as he went to make the catch, good play there by the young sophomore.
This is pass intended for number one.
And it will be a third and long coming up for Cedar Rapids Prairie. What is closer, Shoeyville or Swisher from here?
We're on the Shoeyville side.
We're on the Shoeyville side.
That's right. We're actually closer to Western, though.
Deep drop, setting up the middle screen. It's caught by Longwell. Turns it up the far sideline at the 50 and taken out of bounds.
This is fast.
And let's see where that one will be marked. Going to be right in front of the wash bench at about the 48-yard line. So Westmoreland on the stop after a pickup of six. Longwell, the sixth different receiver to catch a pass tonight. But Prairie will have to send out Broxick to punt with 50 seconds to play in the half. Line of scrimmage will be the Wash 48. They'll send Bjornson back at about the 15. Good snap. Rush coming. Just got it away. And the Warriors will let it go. Takes a high hop at the 20, inside the 15, and a Prairie roll inside the 10 down to the 7-yard line. 40-yard punt. No return. 37 seconds to play in the half. And we will see what the Warriors elect to do here. They do have all three timeouts, but way back at their own 7-yard line. And like I said, we'll see what Wash will do. First down, they'll actually mark it at the 8 with 37 seconds to play. Zaren Ross-Carr has been very quiet in the first half for Washington. Blank, the backup quarterback, and they direct snap at the Dobbs, it looked like, and he went nowhere. Back to the line of scrimmage. And that is it, and that should take us down, barring a timeout, to the end of the first half. But
is that Dobbs on the ground?
No, that's Thompson.
Oh, that's Thompson.
I thought it was Dobbs that had that carry, but maybe it was Thompson.
That injury that brings the training staff out will stop the clock at 21 seconds here. As Thompson is attended to on his back right now, and the trainer talking to him, trying to ascertain what the situation is.
Flat on his back.
Yeah, he's okay. He's going to get up on his own power.
That's good to see.
Yeah, he's going to be fine. He heads back to the huddle, but
nope.
I can't do that.
And Prairie's defense will come back out here. Talking with Jim Dostal before the game, he said one of the very happy. Said last 2 weeks, been able to get everybody into the ball game.
And that's a chore because there's a lot of black jerseys on that sideline.
Would you say Prairie has the most, I think, of anybody in the metro?
Well, most we've seen, that's for sure.
Second down and 10 from the 8-yard line. They'll send Sherman in motion to the left. Quarterback draw up the middle and to the 10. Spun down there was Blank, and that takes us to the end of a Prairie dominated first half of play. Our score at the break, the Prairie Hawks 31 and the Washington Warriors nothing. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and come back to John Wall Field after this. You're listening to High School Football right here on KGYM.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-wise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
College football, it's the game you wake up early on Saturdays for, even though kickoff isn't until 7. The game where the Goodyear blimp becomes a Hall of Famer. The game that goes just beyond school, spirit, fandom, or love of the sport. It's the game where the comebacks happen. It's the game where anything can and will happen, as long as you have the drive. Because college football is the game that moves you. We get it because it moves us too. Goodyear, more driven.
Making Moves is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs.
After falling to the Los Angeles Lakers in the 1982 NBA Finals, the 76ers needed to find the right player to build the ultimate winning team. In September of 82, they acquired restricted free agent Moses Malone. They went on to rack up a 65-17 regular season record and followed that up with a 12-1 postseason record. Malone won the regular season and NBA Finals MVP award.
Build your winning team today. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports.
Adding a leader you need right when you need them. That's how sports teams get ahead and how your business can too. LinkedIn will match the right talent with your open roles fast. Post a job and you'll get great candidates with the right mix of skills, interest, and experience. So every hire you make is a win for your business. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports and get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
Who has joined us for the past 9 weeks. We would also like to get...
It is halftime for John Wall Memorial Field, and our score at the break, Cedar Rapids Prairie 31, and Cedar Rapids Washington nothing. The two teams on their first two drives of the ball game, both exchanged punts, but since then it has been all Prairie. Hawks have taken advantage of some good field position so far in the ball game, and the Hawks have also had some big plays and chunk plays in the first half, and the defense of Jim Nostal has rose to the occasion tonight.
Well, they really have, and the offense has been right behind them. They had a little bit of a slow start on the first two possessions. Both went three and out, but since then, it has been nobody looking back. They've got the foot mashed to the floor on the accelerator, and we've been seeing some different things than we're used to seeing from Prairie out here tonight. Who knew we were going to see Air Bliss with quarterback Deontay Fliss?
The Fliss and Bliss show tonight. But Nick Pearson's done a good job, and the defense also done their job as well, as the Hawks lead it here at halftime by a score of 31-0 as the Prairie Marching Band out on the field here at the halftime. And good to see that. I haven't seen that a whole lot this year. And going to play at least, I know the bands have not been able to do their thing for competitions and whatnot this fall. So
very disappointing for them. But, you know, it's good to see them at least on the field and all socially distanced and being able to play. So you'll hear some of the Hawk band here in the background.
Indeed.
As we talk.
Indeed. Hawks with the 31-0 lead here at the break. Pearson with the first touchdown with 4:11 to play in the first quarter, a 40-yard run, and that came on a fourth down play. Prairie has scored a couple of times on fourth down plays and one on a third down in the first half of play. 7-0 Hawks. Fetters on the next drive. After a Washington drive was stopped on downs in Prairie territory, took it in from 13 yards out on a double handoff counter. It was 14-0. And then it was kicker A.J. Walter getting into the act. Walter from 38 yards out. And he made it 17-0 that early in the second quarter. Prairie, after a wash punt, then took it in on a Longwell 20-yard run. And that made it 24-0. Flecko to Cook, 19 yards out. Cook made a heck of a catch, a twirling catch in the left side of the end zone. And the extra point made it 31-0. Prairie had another shot at it, but could not get it in after starting a play deep in Washington territory. And that's where we are scoring-wise at the break. Total yards in the first half, Prairie with 255 total yards at halftime, 106 for Washington. Prairie with 180 on the ground, 75 through the air. Nick Pearson with 11 carries, 126 yards. So Pearson right now is inching up on that 900-yard mark for the year. He led 4A in rushing a year ago. He has one touchdown. Longwell has carried it three times for 28 yards and one touchdown. Fetters, one carry, 13 and a touchdown. Fliss, one carry for 11. Flecko has carried it once for two. Passing, Deontay Fliss, 6 of 17 in the first half for 56 yards. And Flecko is 1 out of 2 for 19 yards and a touchdown. Cook kept catching that. Forslund has caught 3 for a total of 11 yards in the first half. Ward has caught 1. White has caught 1. Flecko caught 1. And Longwell has also caught 1. Prairie with 7 first downs, 2 penalties for 15 yards. Washington, 106 total yards in the first half, 93 on the ground, and 13 through the air. Reed Ortiz started the ball game. He was 2 for 3 for 8 yards. Blank came in. He's 1 for 3 for 5 yards in the first half. China caught 2 for 8. Ross Carr caught 1 for 5. On the ground, Miles Thompson, 7 carries, 35 yards. Jabari Dobbs has carried it 7 times for 27 yards. Blank has carried it 9 times for 19 yards. 3 first downs for Washington, 3 penalties for 20 yards. Third down conversions, Washington is only 1 of 8 in the first half. 0 for 1 for fourth down. Prairie is 3 for 10 on third down tries in the first half and 2 for 2 with a couple of touchdowns on fourth down tries in the first half of play. But it all adds up. Oh, one more stat. Prairie, 13 minutes, 20 seconds of possession. Washington, 10 minutes and 40 seconds in that first half. And big plays for Prairie.
And all those stats very indicative of our 31-0 score here at halftime. Prairie cruising to this point.
Trying to get you some scores here at the halftime break here. As one of them, second quarter, senior on top of Jefferson at Kingston Stadium tonight. And that is 28-0 right now in favor of Dubuque Senior at the halftime break. Here it's 31-0. Some other scores here, if we can track those down here at the halftime break from around Eastern Iowa. Don't forget the scoreboard show coming your way after our ball games tonight. Sigourney Kyoto leading Cardinal 42-8. That is at halftime. Halftime score, Xavier on top of Benton Community 32-0. The Saints are going to enjoy a week off next week.
They've been enjoying a lot of regular weeks.
Yes, they have. Davenport Central leading Muscatine 14-7 at halftime. Interesting score there. Grinnell and Clear Creek Amana getting together. And second quarter, the Tigers lead the Clippers 17-14.
Don't sleep on CCA, folks. They're a good team.
One of the best rivalries in the state going on tonight. Up in far northwest Iowa, they're both undefeated.
Lions.
Usually are, yes. Is West Lion leading Central Lion George Little Rock at half? At the third quarter, 9-6.
Uh-huh.
up there.
The Battle of the Lions.
Near the Dakotas at halftime. Let's see if we can find some more. End of one quarter, number 8, Iowa City West, 21, Kennedy nothing.
Wow.
Down at Trojan Field.
You know, we knew Iowa City West was going to have a good offense. We haven't seen them yet to put the eyeball test on them, but I got to think they've got a better defense than I gave them credit for.
Marcus Morgan's really good, too. Really, really good. Grundy Center leading Belle Plaine in Class A action, 28 to nothing. That is in the third quarter. And Ames on top of Ottumwa as they start the second half. I believe that is 44 to nothing. Sioux City East leading Council Bluffs Lincoln, 24-13 in the third. Very interesting there because Sioux City East has only one loss and Abe Lincoln with only one loss. They both have not played very tough schedules. We'll say that
right away. Absolutely.
But Sioux City East on top and our friend Brian Webb, 24-13. That is at halftime. Pella on top of Nevada, 28-0 at the halftime break. And Assumption leading Wallert, 17-0. Don't look now. Wallert came into tonight, I believe, 4-1. And that is for a district championship tonight. Don't sleep on Wade King in Assumption.
I saw them a couple of weeks ago out at Kingston Stadium when they just put a physical beating on Cedar Rapids, Washington. And I'm here to tell you, they're going to make a deep run into those 3A playoffs.
31-0 here at halftime, Prairie on top of Cedar Rapids, Washington. And let's talk a little playoffs, John. 4A will have four games, barring COVID cancellations next week. Everybody else is going to get a bye in 4A. In 3A, all nine of the district champions will get a bye, and the quote-unquote best district runner-up. Now, I got to think if there's going to be a tie.
And there will be.
For a district championship, you're going to see both teams get a bye if there's only one.
I think there's even going to be a case where there's a three-way tie, and it's not breakable because it's a round robin.
Right. So I don't know how the association's going to do that. We'll find out tomorrow.
Maybe score differential in some of those matchups. That's going to be tough.
Eight-man is a pure 64 team bracket. That's the only one that has a bracket, apparently, so far this year, if everybody stays healthy and they all play.
And what if I find interesting about eight players, Scott, and you verify this or tell me I'm wrong, a couple of teams in eight player have decided we're not even going to do playoffs. We just want to play each other.
Right.
That's kind of goofy, isn't it? I get it, but it's kind of goofy.
Yes. Also, we found out this week that there will not be moving games to Saturday. You will play Friday night or you will not play at all, which is probably a fair thing.
Yep. I agree.
And that's just the way it's going to be. If you're a team that beat another team the previous Friday, all of a sudden you have a positive reading the next Friday, that does not mean the team that you beat goes on.
That means
you are done. And
you're done.
The team that you are going to play that Friday will get the bye.
They'll just advance without having to play a game.
Yeah.
So that is the first thing that probably folks who haven't had their ear to the rail are wondering. The second thing we probably ought to talk about is how the pairings are going to be done in three different situations. The first two rounds, a team will be placed into a pod, and they will fight their way out of that pod over the course of the first 2 weeks to advance, and then everything will be completely reshuffled after the first two games. That pod then will have two rounds of games, and then when you're down to the final four, then it will be reseeded a third time. So in terms of a bracket, forget about that. There are no brackets. There are only miniature brackets within pods.
Pods, brackets, and districts. Oh, yeah, my.
This is really goofy, and it could be just a one-year deal. Everybody hopes it is a one-year deal, but I'll tell you what, it all makes sense to me what they came up with in Boone. I think they've done as good a job as they can possibly do.
I would agree.
Now, what some people are going to grouse about, Scott, and let's just get this out too, is that if you go to their website, the criteria for seeding and pod alignments is this. Three things. Number one, quality. That one word, quality. Number two, geography. And number three is availability. Well, let's assume they're all available. So now we're down to quality and geography. Okay? That's a pretty subjective sort of thing that I think most people are going to say, that's why it's just going to be all up in the air and such a mystery come Saturday at about noon. You know, what is quality in Iowa High School Athletic Association's mind? What is geography in their mind?
That's why I don't think you're going to have teams traveling a couple hours in 4A. I think you're going to have...
Not right away.
Not right away, anyway. And yeah, there's no real definition as far as a quality win is concerned. Let's put it this way. Let's use Abe Lincoln and Sioux City East as an example. And I don't want to pick on them or anything like that. But let's face it, the teams that they have beaten are not the Des Moines Metro schools. They have played a lot of the Council Bluffs and the Sioux City schools and things like that. And is their 5-1, 6-1 going to look as good as a 6-1 of, say, a Waukee? Or a 5-2 of Waukee.
Right.
They've lost twice.
So now you have to look at who each of their lone losses is to. And in Sioux City East's case, they lost to Fort Dodge. And I think that is kind of telling. Also look at their schedule, and you'll see that they both had South Dakota schools, which I'm not trying to say anything negative about South Dakota high schools, but it just doesn't quite match up the way that we are used to thinking that things should be aligned.
You're also going to get a very angry West Des Moines Valley team. That's going to be
what an uncharacteristic year for them.
Either 1-5 or 2-4, and has about three or four D1 players, and they've played
dangerous.
The toughest schedule probably in the state of Iowa in high school football in 4A, and they're going to go somewhere and spoil somebody's party who's going to be 4-2 or 5-2 or whatever the case may be.
Not in week one, but in week two, boy, that would be a tough draw for a team that has pretty well cruised through the regular season. Now, let's talk about 4A in the eastern half of the state, Scott, because we'll have a game somewhere next week on Friday night, but really the options are going to be limited. You have to assume, at least, correct me if I'm wrong, you have to assume that the teams that have been the least successful in the eastern half of 4A are probably going to be the ones that hook up in that first round next Friday night. Okay, there are two teams that are winless and probably will be, in all honesty, at the end of this night. One of them is Cedar Rapids Jefferson. The other is Davenport West. You know those two teams are going to be playing next Friday night in 4A on the eastern half of the state. After that, there's a couple of teams with one win. We know, for example, that both City High and Liberty are playing each other tonight, and each only has one win. So one of those two teams is going to lose and probably enter next Friday night. How they match those up and who the fourth team on the eastern half in 4A is, we're not exactly sure, because Ottumwa's in there.
Could be in an Ottumwa.
Yeah, and do they go east? Do they go west? That's always a tricky geographical thing that Boone can play with. Would a team like Jefferson and another Owen for win team like Davenport West hook up? I mean, it's possible. We could have a game at Kingston Stadium next Friday night between the Falcons and the Jayhawks. One of them will come away with a win, their first of the season, in the playoffs. How strange does that sound? I'm sorry. This is just 2020.
It's 2020 talking. Yeah, and it will be interesting to see. 31-0, Prairie on top. The pods for the first 2 weeks of the playoffs come out tomorrow at 12 noon. And they
ish.
Will,
12
ish,
noon-ish.
Ish. Don't sit up tonight and refresh.
Go to bed tonight,
folks. And get ready for a long day tomorrow. All right, we're set to go. Prairie will kick things off to start the second half. Washington will receive. By the way, Yankees and Tampa, bottom of the seventh inning, tied at one in the winner-take-all game. And Walter's kick will take a couple bounces and picked up at the 10-yard line. China to the 20 to the 25 and brought down right there by Caden Striegel, whose dad was a pretty fair basketball player in his day at Cedar Rapids, Jefferson, Brent Striegel.
Tackle made in there.
And
you know, there's a lot of Prairie Hawks on this sideline here that are the sons of former Jefferson athletes, which I find very interesting.
First and 10, 27-yard line.
Blaine Stepanek, cornerback yep. for the defense of Mark Bliss, son of Brent Stepanek. Very, very good player on our undefeated 2000 team.
Remember him very, very well. Does that make us old?
Makes me old. I don't think you are yet.
First down at the 27-yard line. Off the fake, blank on the keeper, and he got sandwiched for a loss of a couple. Well, they'll give him a loss of one as one of the Hawks, Ramirez, and Adam Longwell came up and put the bite on him after a loss of one. And second down and 11 back on the 26-yard line. China out to the left side. Trip receivers to the left for Washington. As the sophomore blank starts the second half. Quarterback draw, angles to the left, runs in to his own man and then brought down. And he'll get a couple out to about the 29, give him about three. As the tackle made in there by Baxter Bohr, the 6'2", 225-pound senior defensive end. Third and nine for Washington. Minute into the second half, 31-0 in favor of Prairie. Spread look. Twins left, twins to the right. Shotgun snap, blank pump fake. Being chased from behind, is going to have to run. Caught from behind and brought down. Riding him down there was Isaiah Harrison, 6'3", 210-pounder. And Washington's going to face a fourth down and about six. And a punt coming up. And a fourth three and out of the night for Washington. Fourth and seven on the 31. Blank will stay in to punt it away. Gets a good snap. No rush. Got it away. And an angled kick to the far side will go out of bounds. At about the 37-yard line. 32 yards on that punt. And 10:06 to play here in the third. At Prairie will get it for the first time in the second half.
Michael Blank with the 32-yard punt.
Prairie's defense has played very, very well tonight. For Jim Dostal. First and 10, Hawks at the 37. We've seen both quarterbacks, Blecko, and we have seen Deontay Fliss in there as well. Prairie moving with the wind here. In the third quarter, handoff to Pearson from Fliss. Hits the right side for about six as he crosses the 40 to the 42-yard line before he was stopped by DeMarcus Hare, 5'8", 170-pound senior. And Justin Sherman helping out on the tackle as well. Speaking of Justin, he plays a lot of fullback. I was kidding with his dad earlier, and I said, are you going to give him a carry this year? He has not had one. Here comes the jet sweep, and turning it up, breaking a tackle, and getting good yardage was Siyande Adams.
Siyande Adams.
And he will take it down to the Washington 35-yard line.
Riley Martin.
Nice spin move to get pick up another 10 or 12 yards on that.
Gain of 22 for Adams. And a first down for the Prairie Hawks. Fliss in there. Pearson, offset eye to the right. They'll send Adams in motion again off the fake. Fliss rolls to the right, being chased, and got away from one. Throws back to the middle of the field. Catch made by Ward, and High steps in. Getting away from a Warrior for the touchdown on a 35-yard touchdown pass. And that will get the clock rolling. Just did a nice job of keeping that play alive. The old adage, John, is you don't throw it late across the middle. But it worked out.
When everything breaks down and you're kind of running for your life and you look downfield and see one of your men that wide open, you do.
Extra point try upcoming. As it'll be new kicker coming in for Prairie. This is McGuire Venable. And the kick will not work. Partially blocked that time. And it stays 37 to nothing. We'll take a break. 9:01 to play third quarter. Prairie on top over Washington. Back with the kickoff in a minute. You're listening to High School Football from KGYM.
I'm Dr. Ryan Sunderman, Unity Point Health St. Luke's Hospital ER Medical Director. In an emergency, go to a hospital-based ER like St. Luke's to receive life-saving care for serious issues like heart attacks, strokes, and other traumas. A traditional ER like St. Luke's has heart catheterization labs to open blocked arteries faster and operating rooms for emergency surgeries. Patients with these serious medical conditions that go to a freestanding ER will likely need to be transferred by an ambulance to a hospital-based ER. When seconds matter, don't wait for an ambulance transfer for true emergencies. Go directly to a traditional ER like St. Luke's. Also know before you go that standalone ERs may look like an urgent care, but they typically cost the same as a hospital-based ER visit. So if you have a minor illness or injury, visit your primary care provider, and if they aren't available, visit a Unity Point Urgent Care or Express Clinic. This is Dr. Ryan Sunderman with St. Luke's ER.
And Venable's going to kick, and it'll be a couple skip hopper out to China at the 10, cuts it up the numbers at the 25, and bounces off the pile at the 30 and gets to the 31-yard line. And that's where Wash will put it into play, first and 10, as the clock will wind.
Well, with the continuous clock in motion now, you're going to see a lot of fresh jerseys out there, Scott, and I'm sure some of these folks at home are going to want to hear some of these new names.
See a lot of them already out there for Prairie. First and 10, 31-yard line. Ball in Washington territory, trips to the left side, one to the short side, and one set back. And the inside handoff, and busting through is Thompson. He's back in there and brought down. On a nice solo tackle there, coming up and making the stop was Blaine Stepanek.
Yep. Nice shoestring tackle.
Stepped in there by number 8, Blaine Stepanek.
A chip off the old block at 5'11", 175.
Actually, Blaine is a much better tackler than his father was.
Here's Thompson on the inside handoff. Breaks a tackle, kicks it to the near side, 45-50, down the sideline, got a block. And he might go to the 20, to the 10, and he's in.
He's gone.
Touchdown, Washington. And a 62-yard run by Miles Thompson.
Thompson, it was a foot race down the Prairie sideline, and he was not going to be denied.
Well, he kicked her into a higher gear
he
there.
He did.
And Miles Thompson with his second touchdown run of the year.
So much for the continuous clock.
No, that ended very quickly. As the Warriors are on the board. They'll try to tack on the extra point, and the kick by Seth Moore is up and good. And it's 37-7 as the Warriors are on the board. We'll take a break, come back with a kickoff after this. You're listening to High School Football here on KGYM.
I'm shocked it's October already. Dave Wright here from Dave Wright Nissan Subaru. With all the crazy weather this year, I'm afraid I'm not going to hit my goals. So I'm rolling out my most shocking deals yet. During the Shocktober sales event, this means when you trade in your current car, you could save a lot on a nicer, newer car, plus put only $7 down. So dump that pumpkin that's haunting your driveway, trade, and save a lot on the nicer, newer car you deserve. Are past credit problems keeping you up at night? Don't be scared. My For the People credit approval process is a treat. We connect you with the lender who want to say yes to you. I'm restocked with inventory and I need to hit my goals, so I'll give you a lot off the price of a nicer, newer car, and you only need to put $7 down. It's the Shocktober sales event, but hurry, deals this good scare my accountant, so they won't last long. Visit Dave Wright Nissan Subaru today on the corner of North Center Point and Boyson Roads, or see all the cars at DaveWrightAuto.com. That's DaveWrightAuto.com.
Credit at $7 down require bank approval. Negative equity may be refinanced. Vehicle purchase price determines actual discount. It's 10/31/2020.
Washington on the board on the long touchdown run by the sophomore Miles Thompson. And Seth Moore has it teed up at the 40-yard line. And let's see if Wash elects to kick it deep here, and they will. They'll pooch it. A high, shortish kick, and it's muffed by Ward. Picks it up at the 25, and then kicks it to the outside. Stops, tries to cut it back, and brought down at the 30. 5 yards on the return, and that's where Prairie will put it into play.
Elijah Ward on the return.
And the Hawks will have it. They'll mark it at the 31-yard line.
Correction number 33, James.
That touchdown probably kept the Prairie first-team offense in there one more possession.
Looks like Mr. Vlecko's back out, and as well as Pearson in the backfield.
Slot right side. Wash with the 9 in the box right now. Vlecko off the fake. Keeper right side, 35-40, and a good run, as he will take it to about the 42-yard line. And we've got a lineman slow to get up. Gain of 11 and a first down. And I think that was Evan Williams who was down. He's the quick tackle for Prairie.
Mark Bliss right out there, as well as the trainer. And they're taking a look at a knee.
6'6", 285, and Prairie can ill afford another big injury. They have been stymied this year by injuries. Gabe Burkle, Jake Walter.
Yeah, unfortunately, it hasn't been the nagging kind either. It's been the season-culminating injuries.
It has been. As Prairie leads it 37-7, 7:24 to play here in the third quarter. Listen to high school football tonight at 107.5 FM, KGYM, Cedar Rapids, KGYMRadio.com as well as the KGYM radio app. Big Evan being helped up, is putting a weight on it, so that's good to see. He's a big fella.
Yes, he is. When he goes down hard.
Walking off under his own power, so that's good to see. He'll come over to the sideline. And Prairie defenders over there looking at that last particular play.
That might be the end of his evening here, not because he couldn't come back, but there's just no reason to set him back out.
First and 10, 42-yard line for Prairie. And Pearson off the fake. He'll take it himself and hit right at the line of scrimmage. Goes ahead for about one to about the 43-yard line. Jaden Harris in there. Also Roman Young. He's a junior. Jaden Harris only a sophomore.
Jaden Harris.
And that will be a gain of one. Second down and 9 upcoming. So we go under 7 to play here in the third. Prairie up 37-7. Couple in the slot to the right side. Direct snap to Pearson. And Riley catches him and twists him back at the 45.
He was stopped in there by number 32, and Kevin Riley.
Kevin Riley on the stop. That'll bring up about a third down and 7 for the Prairie Hawks. As Prairie just keeping the ball on the ground here at the latter stages of the third quarter. New tight end for the Hawks, Braden Dirksen. Lining up on the right side, the young sophomore. They'll now adjust, and Dirksen and Longwell out to the right side. 2 in the play clock, and Vlecko to throw. Rolls the pocket to the right side, throws a bullet low, and it was caught. What a catch there, shy of the first down by Longwell.
Just sat down right on the sideline, but it'll be about a half yard short of picking up the first down.
That was a heck of a grab.
Had to stop and actually go down on his keister to get that ball in his hands.
Prairie's going to keep the offense out there and fourth down at about a foot. They'll shift the line and go on balance from left to right now. On fourth down, direct snap. Pearson just a bulldozer ahead for the first down.
Big surge by the black shirts from Prairie. Pushed all the white shirts 5 yards backwards.
Goes for three, and a Hawk first down.
Nick Pearson, the ball carrier, stepped in there by number one, Keandre Tenna.
It'll be first and 10 for Prairie. And just outside the 45-yard line for the Hawks.
The 45-yard line.
Williams being attended to on the sideline. Looks like he's going to be A-OK, though. And the line shift again causes a jump. Fourth penalty of the night for 25 yards for the Warriors. We could have Chili. You're closer tonight.
We could have. You could come down to our place. We could have cold pizza.
Next year. Next year we'll have it. First down and five. Here is the double handoff, and another big play off of it. Longwell again down the sideline. 15, 10, and five. Dives for the pylon.
Nope.
And he came up just a bit short.
Oh, so close.
They're going to mark him out at the 5-yard line, though, before he went into the Superman headlong dive.
Yeah, he took the big dive forward with the ball out in front of him as far as he could to try and catch that pylon. But he stepped out at about the 4.
Ball on the 5.
And they'll call it the 5 with 4:55 to play in the third. And Prairie will send in Big Moses Each, the 235-pound junior. Looking at the all the Hawks, of course, have that wrist play band. And Pearson off the fake. Pearson right side, and Pearson in for the touchdown.
Fumbled the ball once he got in the end zone.
But they gave him the score.
Yeah. But he had possession when he broke the plane.
5-yard run, and that puts Prairie back up 43-7. Second touchdown run of the night for Nick Pearson. As the Hawks will try for the extra point here. And see who's going to kick this one. And it is going to be Anna Lance.
Yep.
Left-footed kicker.
She will be kicking.
The young lady is going to kick, and it's up and good.
And she got it.
And a big ovation.
Oh, the Prairie sideline is erupting.
How about that?
She put that right through the middle. Goes right off to Coach Bliss. That's pretty cool.
44-7 here with 4:48 to play in the third quarter. She goes, I'm going to kick off, right? Coach, can I kick? Nope, doesn't look like it. As they're looking.
They're looking for a kicker.
Are they going to have Anna come out there, or will it be Venable?
I think it's Venable.
All right. And it's 44-7 in favor of Prairie. And tell you what, that was the biggest ovation of the night, just about.
And it was the most excited I've seen the sideline of the Prairie Hawks, all of them jumping up and down with their hands up in the air.
As Venables will kick it away. Venable, McGuire Venable, 5'9", 170-pound junior. He's got it teed up. And that will be at the 40-yard line. Prairie with the win, as we mentioned, they will be the conference champion, the division champion.
Wasn't sure I was ever going to hear that again. After the advent of district play. And the ball promptly falls off Venable's tee.
You never say never.
That's right. Boy, have we learned that this year.
Hello, Mr. Dozer. I like the pick, by the way. It depicts my best side. Yeah. Here's the approach. And Venable with the kick. And this one will come down and returnable at the 15-yard line. Harrit coming to the right. Got a block at the 30-yard line. 40 goes out of bounds. Or make that Ross Carr, I beg your pardon. And there is a flag down back at the 33. And going to be a hold on the Warriors.
Now, once this is marked off, we will resume the continuous clock march again.
Wash going to get all their regular season games in. Now, they had to pick up a couple, if I recall. I know they picked up Assumption.
Well, and I tell you what, they had a memorable night at Marshalltown on regular grass in a monsoon that brought back days of yore. Snuck out the 6-0 win, but boy, it's a win.
Win's a win. So, first down for the Warriors. They'll start at the 23-yard line. I formation with Sherman in the backfield. They'll go under center, and we've got a delay of game on Washington as the play clock expired. Dobbs in there at the tailback spot. Blank still in there. Michael Blank at quarterback.
Well, we've seen Blank wear a lot of hats for Wash this year, haven't we?
And only a sophomore.
Guy has been doing a yeoman's duty wherever they've asked him.
And on first down, Blank off play action. Rolls to the left side. Throwing deep down the sideline and incomplete. As Ross Carr fell down, and hopefully he's okay. Yep, getting up a little slowly, but he's fine.
Blank's pass intended.
Ross Carr, by the way, tweeted out this week. He had a offer from Ellsworth to play football for the Panthers. Second and 15 coming up. 3:20 to play here in the third quarter. Lovely Iowa Falls, by the way. Back at the 18-yard line. China out to the right side. Couple receivers to the left. Again, they'll run it out of the eye. And handoff, second back through. Dobbs breaks one tackle and got back to the line of scrimmage. All kinds of new Prairie defenders in there. And making the stop that time for the Hawks was Jersey Irons. If there's ever a football name, John Haggerty, that is it.
That's going into our name Hall of Fame, prep name Hall of Fame right there.
Remember him from the sophomore team a year ago? You got Braxton Martin is in there. Jaden Eiselstein in there at one corner. On third down, toss sweep to Dobbs and gets ahead for about five to the 25-yard line, but that's going to bring up another fourth down coming up for Washington. And the Warriors will have to punt. Back to the original line of scrimmage at the 23.
Jersey Irons has got that same kind of a ring to it that Josie Jewell had, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Just nice, fun to say that name.
Kind of rolls off the tongue. From the 24-yard line, Blank with no rush gets it away. End over end kick will again take a Prairie bounce at the 50 and touched up at the 47-yard line. 24-yard punt. And Prairie will get it back with just over 90 seconds to play here in the third quarter.
Once again, as they have had all night, tremendous starting field position for yet another drive, setting up shop inside Warrior territory for the third time in the last five possessions.
It'll be first down Prairie, and Hawks got a whole new cast of characters in there. And a new quarterback in there, but the direct snap goes and inside the 45 down to about the 43.
Charles Hodges
ran that one.
That'll be in there by number.
As he will go for about three. And it'll be second down as we're under a minute to play. One more play probably coming up for this third quarter. Hawks bring in Trey Peterson. And he gets his varsity debut. And here is the double handoff. And this is Trey Peterson. And working his way inside the 35 and down to about the 34-yard line. For a pickup of 10. Dad's an assistant coach on the staff for Mark Bliss. As we have come to the end of the third quarter of play here from Prairie. Our score after three, Prairie 44, Washington 7. Back with the fourth quarter in a minute. This is high school football from KGYM. Back with you here at John Wall Field, 44-7 Prairie on top. As we get ready to start the fourth quarter, the continuous clock in motion. Give you the third quarter numbers here in a moment. As Prairie will have a first down with the quarterback in there, John. You don't see number 34 wearing, playing quarterback very often.
No, you do not.
Now, that is Braxton Martin, a 5'11", 165-pounder. And the direct snap goes to Hodges, probes that left side, and he'll get about two.
Charles Hodges, the ball carrier.
What about Prairie's chances in the playoffs? Hawks have been in the playoffs under Mark Bliss. Just haven't been able to take that next step.
That's right. They've been kind of challenged getting out of that first round. Seems like their nemesis has been Waukee of late, but I don't think that's going to happen with the geography, not to mention six rounds.
No. On the second down play, coming to the right side and getting through and going for the touchdown is going to be Peterson.
Trey Peterson.
And he will take it 32 for the touchdown, his first varsity touchdown of his career.
The sophomore isn't even listed with a height and a weight on our roster here.
Well, I know Mom and Dad are happy.
Boy, he showed a nice burst of speed, and he was slow to go because he was reading his blocks, but that patience paid off. And then as soon as he saw a little crease, he split that and went right north-south into the end zone.
50-7. And Anna Lentz trotting out there, trying for another extra point.
The lefty with the orange shoes.
High snap brought down. Kick is up. Oh! Doinks off the upright. No good.
The right upright rejected it.
And it stays at 50-7. 11:13 to play here in the ball game. We'll have the kickoff and return to John Wall Field in a minute. You're listening to high school football from KGYM Sports.
What makes I'm On Communications the best choice for your business? We've got the right internet speeds, the right services, and the right team to keep your business goals on track. Get reliable internet and data transfer services with speeds up to 10 gigs, backed by I'm On's own fiber optic network. Stay connected to remote teams through scalable voice and telephone systems, and keep customers entertained with the latest cable TV and music services. I'm On offers 24-hour business support from local experts, so you never have to wait to get the help you need. Discover the difference the right connections can make at imon.net/business.
Nothing fills a bottomless hole in your hunger like Quickstar's new Pothole Pizza. Yeah, fun name, but serious pizza. Zesty sauce with a pile of five amazing Wisconsin cheeses. There's pepperoni pepperoni, sausage palooza, loaded with big chunks of spicy sausage, and meat sweats. Nearly a half pound of spicy sausage and pepperoni. Not for the faint of appetite. These aren't available lukewarm in soggy cardboard. They come hot from your oven when you get them fresh off the shelf only at Quickstar. Pothole Pizza, Quickstar. We got your appetite covered.
Prior to kicking off, 50-7, the Hawks with the lead. And a high pooch kick. And McBride will watch it bounce at the 25. Picks it up, eludes one. Little jump cut, 30, and now to about the 35-yard line. Martin on the stop right there. And that's where Wash will put it into play at the 35-yard line. Young Mr. Peterson. By the way, a little trivia. His mother, a former homecoming queen at Kennedy High School. I will not repeat, not say what year. There's your trivia for the night. First down from the 35-yard line. Blanks in there at quarterback still. On the run, throws, and it's incomplete, trying to get it to Bjornson. And it'll be second down and 10.
Michael Blank's pass intended.
Well, you won't say, but I'll venture a guess.
No. We're not guessing. We're not playing that game. Not going to do it. It'll be second down and 10. Prairie was going to end the year at 4-2. Winners at 4 in a row. Wash going to go to 3-4. Probably iffy on a first-round home or second-round home game. Inside handoff, Thompson, and he's close to a first down. Wrapped up, and they'll give it to him as he takes it to the 45-yard line. They'll move the sticks.
Number 10.
And they'll give him 11. Thompson's over 100 yards tonight. Fifth first down of the night for Washington. From the 46, Blank rolls the pocket to the right side, looking to throw deep, and a leaping catch made. But Bjornson comes down with it, and pretty catch at the Prairie 22.
When he had the defensive secondary beat there, had to wait what seemed like forever for that ball to come down to him.
But it did. Wash in the hurry up.
32 yards.
And a first and 10 at the 23-yard line. Hand off, big hole right side. Thompson cuts it back 15, 10, 5. And did he get in? He did not. Down to the 1. Thompson with a big night. And it will be first and goal, Washington at the 1-yard line. As the Warriors will look to get it in again, and they will not do it on this play. As Thompson hit, pushed back a couple that time.
Off the right tackle, but just ran into a stone wall of black jerseys.
Second down and goal. Here's Blank, gets the shotgun snap, rolls to the left side. Blank still has it. Blank turns, and he's taken down short. Flying in there was Cade Halen.
Yeah.
Is he a Westerner?
Cade Halen and his father, Todd, live in northern Shoeyville.
Quarterback sneak, and Blank, I think, got in there. Boy, it looks like it from here, and he did get
in. Yes, he did.
Touchdown, Washington.
Michael Blank.
As the Warriors take it in. And Washington back on the board. As Blank takes it in from a yard out to make it 50-13. As Washington will try to tack on the Seth Moore extra point here with 7:34 to play in the ballgame.
So are the dogs going tomorrow?
And Moore will attempt it. From the 10-yard line. It's on its way. It's up, and it is good. And it's 50-14 as Washington gets on the board for the second time here in the second half of play. I neglected to give the Washington third quarter numbers here. As the Warriors with 180 yards through three quarters, Prairie with 381. We'll let you know next week where we will be at on Friday. No idea.
It could be Kingston. It could be Brady Street Stadium. It could be, we don't have a clue.
Could be Marion. Could be Marion. Won't be at Thomas Park.
Not at Thomas Park, but it could be a Marion Indian possible game.
At Linmar Stadium, perhaps. Or if, who knows, Linmar right now sitting with one win. Linmar, conceivably.
They've beaten City High, though, and I'm not sure that that'll... I think City High is going to get in with one. And they would have to lose tonight to Liberty.
There's a lot of ifs going around right now.
So, yeah, stay tuned is the message. We're going to let you know as soon as we know, and it'll probably be sometime in the afternoon tomorrow.
Scoreboard show will come your way after our postgame show here tonight. As it'll be kicking it away, Seth Moore to restart our ball game here. And the kick is loose at the 12-yard line. Everybody gets away from it. Walsh is going to get a touchdown.
Oh, no. The ball just died at about the 8-yard line. And the Prairie Hawk refused to pick it up and walked away from it. So Washington just picked the ball up and took it into the end zone.
As they should have. See that about once a year.
Oh, my goodness.
And I did not. Was that China
took
it in? I
think China was the one that should. I think maybe it was.
And that will be a Warrior touchdown. And it's now 50-20. As Washington gets a pre-holiday, pre-packaged, pre-wrapped gift.
That was a big one under the tree there.
A kickoff fumble return for the touchdown. And it is 50-20. Now Mark Bliss is coming out. It's the right call, right? Or are they going to say you can't? Now, wait a minute.
Well, I think you can advance that.
Yeah.
Absolutely you can advance that.
Well, it was a 5-yard penalty. And now Washington's going to keep the offense out there. Well, now wait a minute. It's 50-14.
They've got the first down marker lit up.
It's first and goal, so I am completely lost on why that wasn't a touchdown. Blank going to throw the fade to Ross Carr. Jumps and...
Intercepted. That'll be a touchback.
Great interception down there for Prairie by Everett Cook, who's having a heck of a night.
When all of a sudden that young man on the Prairie special teams that didn't pick the ball up is feeling a lot better.
And I still don't know why that wasn't a touchdown. Can't advance an onside kick? I've seen it advance before.
Right. That's kind of weird. That's a new rule.
All right. Well, it's an interception, John. And 2020 continues.
We know it's an interception and that the Prairie offense is coming back out on the touchback at the 20.
So Prairie will have it first and 10 at the 20-yard line. Martin in there still at the quarterback spot. And he'll get it, and they'll hand it off. Coming to the right side for Prairie is Braden Kolasek. 6 foot, 165-pounder. Where's number 32? And he will take it to about the 24-yard line. For a pickup of 4. That messed up all of the stats.
Well, with the score 50-14, those have maybe gone out the window just a little bit.
Not as bad as the famous Mount Vernon.
Oh, Spirit Lake.
Game, but we are.
That one will live in infamy.
I have that one at home. Look at it every once in a while. Direct snap, and the running back will take it to about the 29-yard line.
Jersey Irons.
And that was Jersey Irons on the carry.
Stopped in there by number 32.
And he will go for four.
Kevin Riley
on the stop, and it's third down coming up for Prairie. Third and two as we hit 5:40 to play in the ball game. And the Hawks up 50-14. Prairie will milk most of this play clock here. And get ready for their bye coming up next week. We know they'll have a bye for sure. Third down to one on the play clock. Martin on the handoff. And Kolasek leaps the pile to the 40, to the 45. And working his way into Wash territory. Pretty good run by that young man.
Only came down because his jersey was pulled down from behind.
Goes for 30. I think that was Kolasek. And it will go for 30, and that will be a Prairie first down. Hawks with their 13th first down of the night. Irons back in there now. And Peterson also in there. Also in there for Prairie, Jared Hargrafen is the blocking bat. Here comes Peterson. He comes to the left side, busts through to the 30, to the 20-yard line, and not going to get to the end zone this time. But he'll take it inside the 20-yard line.
Hey, Peterson, the ball carrier.
Yes, he will take it down to about the 16-yard line.
Tackle made there by number one, Kiadve China.
And that'll be another Prairie first down. Hawks back in the red zone as we're under four to play in the ball game at the 16-yard line. Remember, the last three, Prairie, I believe, has had a total of one loss in the last 3 years in sophomores. Here comes Kolasek going to the left side. He's tripped up as he gets close to first down yardage.
We saw that loss last year up in the Unidome in the regular season.
Yep. They haven't, it may be more than one, but there haven't been a whole lot.
I think you're right, though. I think that was the only one.
So this is three pretty good classes back to back to back.
Oh, my goodness. And that's why there's so many on the field, right, or on the sideline, hoping they can get in. Who wouldn't want to be a part of this?
Second down and a yard. Prairie at the Washington 7-yard line. They'll fake and keep. This is Martin, and he's going to get in for the touchdown.
Braxton Martin
takes it in for the Prairie touchdown from 7 out. And it's 56-14. As Martin gets his first touchdown run of his career. And the Hawks will have the swinging gate here. And they're missing one. Brought him in. And this time, Venable is going to try the extra point. Here's a snap, and the kick is up, and it is good. And it's 57-14 in favor of Prairie. We'll take a timeout. Come back with a kickoff to John Wall Field after this. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
You already know Network Computer Solutions protects your network and computers, but did you know they can also protect your business with a security system? NCS offers everything. Camera systems, door access, key fob, entrance cards, even 24-hour video surveillance. They understand how important security is to your work and your people, so they customize every element for you. For a free consultation and site review, call NCS at 247-7223. 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT and security puzzle.
We hopped in the UFG Insurance time machine to ask future you what's worth it. He said things we expected, like your family, your best friend, and the coolest pet in the world. But there were surprises, too, like the dream job you couldn't believe you got and the person you met who changed your whole life. Oh, and BT Dubs, while we were talking, you of the future asked us to tell you it's all worth it. We think you should trust yourself on that. So no phone when you drive. And sign the pledge against distracted driving at UFGWorthIt.com.
Back with you here at John Wall Field. Scott Unash and John Hagerty with you, 57-14. In the fourth quarter in favor of Prairie.
Who's kicking off for Prairie, Scott?
Is that Anna? The shoes give it away. Anna Lentz will kick it off. And it's 57-14 game, and the ball comes off the tee, and they'll have to bring somebody in to hold it.
She pointed to it. The nearest Prairie Hawk on the line there is, if you should go pick that up and put it on there for me, and he says, go get it yourself. And she runs up, and she's putting it back on.
She was a little angry after she missed the last extra point.
Yeah, she was. Let's just say that I have been watching football for some time now, Scott, and I've never seen a young lady come off the field and throw her helmet down.
So that was a first in 2020.
Wasn't really anything egregious, but...
just mad. She'll pooch it in the middle of the bunch of Warriors. And it will go to the 37-yard line. And that's where Washington will have it. Anna was a kick for the sophomores last year. Did a tremendous job. Now, she kicks, and then she does not go down. Last year in the sophomore team, I know. I don't know if she's talked the coaching staff in letting her go downfield this year. That one didn't go as far, so didn't have an opportunity to see.
I think that's a wise decision on their part. She's not the biggest young lady in the world.
Good leg, though. First down, the fake and a keep, and nothing doing. Blank wrapped up by 75.
Up in there by number,
who we don't have.
Number 75.
Always a telltale sign of a game that's out of hand when we're looking for names that don't show up on our roster.
Under two to play in the ball game. Prairie has this one in hand. Two receivers left, two to the right. Dobbs on the left hip of the quarterback, and he'll get the handoff up the middle. Sidesteps one, 40. Stiff arm to the 45, still on his feet. Down the far sideline. Got a block and will be taken out of bounds. Good run there by Jabari Dobbs. Down to about the 20-yard line. That's going to be a 45-yard run.
Dobbs ran over a few people there on that one.
A 37-yard
and a first down for Washington, and they're in the red zone. At the Prairie 20-yard line with a minute five to play in the ball game. They'll try that same play. Dobbs right side again is lowering the boom on folks and gets about 10 more. He wants a 100. He's got 87. Miles Thompson's over 100 tonight. 44 seconds to play. And Washington with a first down and goal. Dobbs off that right side again. Lowers the shoulder inside the 5-yard line down to the 4-yard line.
Dobbs carries again for the Warriors.
29, 28, clock ticking away. No timeout taken here, of course. But the Warriors are going to try to get it in. Blank will try the left side on the handoff and the touchdown to Dobbs. He'll get in with 13 seconds to play in the ball game.
Runs for the Washington touchdown.
As he'll take it in from 4 yards out. And Jabari Dobbs will pick up his fifth rushing touchdown of the campaign. And it's 57-20. In our little score-a-thon we have here tonight. Moore's extra point is up, and it's good. And that makes it 57-20 with 13 seconds to play in the ball game. 21. You're right. 57-21. I looked too early at the scoreboard. So Prairie will receive the kick. They'll go and finish the regular season at 4-2. They will be the Mississippi Division champion, no doubt. And the Valley Division, West and Hempstead, will more than likely share that championship. You got to put a banner up for that, right, in the gym?
I say yes.
Why not? I say yes, too. Time for a kick and one play, and that will do it. But John Wall Field will get one more game on it at least. Prairie's always been saddled the last few years going on the road in the playoffs. Not going to go on the road this year in the playoffs, at least for that first, their first game, which will be a second round game. This makes it's very confusing to listen to, isn't it?
Well, it is, and I still can't get over the fact that there's 6 rounds and that everybody qualifies. But
I wouldn't be so shocked to see that stick around, too. But we'll see. Short kick and a fair catch going to be called this time by Ward. Did it
again.
Yeah,
he's not going to relive that nightmare, is he?
And Prairie will have it for the final play at the 12-yard line.
Unfortunately, Mr. Elijah Ward is going to have to relive letting that ball die on the 8-yard line with his teammates tomorrow as they watch that game film.
But it did not cost a touchdown.
That's right. He was bailed out by his defense.
As Prairie will have 12 seconds remaining. And they'll have the ball at the 15-yard line. With the first down. And
one snap should do it.
Hawks will go into victory formation here. And snap, a knee, and that is it. Regular season has come to an end. Cedar Rapids Prairie with an impressive 57-21 victory tonight over Cedar Rapids, Washington. 2-minute timeout. We'll come back with the postgame show from John Wall Memorial Field. After this, you're listening to high school football here on KGYM Sports.
I'm Dr. Ryan Sunderman, Unity Point Health St. Luke's Hospital ER Medical Director. It's important to know where you should go when you're injured or sick. ERs and urgent cares are available for different kinds of medical issues. If you have a life-threatening emergency, like a stroke or a heart attack, go immediately to St. Luke's ER. Our team of professionals are available 24/7, ready to care for traumas and medical conditions that shouldn't wait. But if your illness or injury isn't life-threatening, there's a less expensive choice, and that's an urgent care. Healthcare professionals at Unity Point Clinic Urgent Care or Express are available for many injuries and illnesses. Urgent care clinics are a good place to seek care when you're unable to see your regular doctor or if it's after hours. You can reserve your spot in line online and choose a time that works best for you. But remember, if you're having a medical emergency, go to St. Lucia. This is Dr. Ryan Sucker.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
College football, it's the game you wake up early on Saturdays for, even though kickoff isn't until 7. The game where the Goodyear blimp becomes a Hall of Famer. The game that goes just beyond school, spirit, fandom, or love of the sport. It's the game where the comebacks happen. It's the game where anything can and will happen, as long as you have the drive. Because college football is the game that moves you. We get it because it moves us too. Goodyear, more driven.
Making Moves is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs.
After falling to the Los Angeles Lakers in the 1982 NBA Finals, the 76ers needed to find the right player to build the ultimate winning team. In September of 82, they acquired restricted free agent Moses Malone. They went on to rack up a 65-17 regular season record and followed that up with a 12-1 postseason record. Malone won the regular season and NBA Finals MVP award.
Build your winning team today. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports.
Adding a leader you need right when you need them. That's how sports teams get ahead and how your business can too. LinkedIn will match the right talent with your open roles fast. Post a job and you'll get great candidates with the right mix of skills, interest, and experience. So every hire you make is a win for your business. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports and get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
Back with you here at John Wall Memorial Field as the postgame gets underway after the Cedar Rapids Prairie. The ninth-rated Hawks win it over Cedar Rapids, Washington tonight, 57-21. Scott Unash, John Hegarty back with you, and just a really, really dominating performance tonight for Cedar Rapids Prairie. A lot of players, I think everybody got in the ball game tonight for Prairie that could play, and They were rewarded very, very well.
And I think everybody came out of it pretty healthy for Mark Bliss, too. Took his team a couple of series to get untracked, but, boy, once they got the rails back on, they just put the hammer down. And a tough, tough night for Washington. And if you're Washington, you know, I'm thinking back the 2 weeks before this game, they played a tough Cedar Falls team. And a very, very physical Davenport Assumption team. They haven't been playing the Sisters of the Poor, folks. Washington has had a tough, tough schedule here coming down the chute. But don't take anything away from Prairie tonight. This was their night.
It was their night, and they did it in so many different ways as well tonight. And that was the impressive thing about this win. They showed they could throw the ball and run the ball. That's the difference this year with this Prairie team.
Yep.
This Prairie team, not that the last handful could not do it, I think this one can do it more consistently. Now, they don't have Walter. They don't have Burkle now, but Deontay Fliss got a heck of an arm. Fletko has stepped in as a receiver besides his quarterback duties. And this is more diverse and multidimensional Prairie offense.
Well, the thing that impresses me the most is that you've got a veteran like Mark Bliss who has kind of gone away from his usual emphasis on running the ball steadily all game long. He has trusted his offense to open up the passing game, and even if it hasn't clicked, it has presented difficulties for the opposing defenses opening up the run again. It's a brilliant, brilliant philosophy that Bliss is really using here and making his team believe. And he's actually making it a lot tougher on the opposing defensive coordinators because they don't know which direction it's coming from. There's so many different alignments. There's so many different areas of the field that they can now attack. And when you have to try and cover the whole field and then they come back to jam and Pearson down your throat between the tackles, that's tough to defense, Scott.
Let's take a look at the final numbers in this victory tonight for Prairie, 57-21 over the Washington Warriors. Total yardage in the ballgame, 369 total yards for Prairie, 300 on the button for Cedar Rapids, Washington. Prairie, 253 on the ground, 116 through the air. The Hawks tonight, Deontay Fliss was 7 of 18 for 91 yards and one touchdown. Lecko was 2 of 3 for 25 yards. He also threw a touchdown pass tonight. Hawks led in receiving. Elijah Ward, 2 catches, 43 yards in the ballgame. Forsland caught 3 for 11. Ward had one touchdown, by the way, in the ballgame tonight. And then Longwell caught 2 for 12. Cook caught 1 for 19 and a touchdown. Lecko caught 1 for 26. White caught 1 for 5. On the ground, Nick Pearson, 16 carries, 143 yards, 2 touchdowns tonight. Longwell, 4 carries for 63. He had a touchdown. Trey Peterson, 3 carries, 57 yards. He had a touchdown. Kolasek, 3 carries for 43 yards. Also tonight, Adams carried it once for 22. Fetters, once for 13. And a touchdown. Vlecko, 3 carries and 12. Hodges, 2 carries and 5. And Martin, 1 carry, 7 yards and a touchdown. Irons carried it one time for 4 yards in the ballgame. Prairie with 15 first downs, 2 penalties for 15 yards in the ballgame. Washington, 300 total yards, 255 in the ground, 45 through the air. Quarterbacks tonight, Michael Blank was 2 of 7 for 37 yards and an interception. Reed Ortiz was 2 of 3 for 8 yards tonight. Chena caught 2 for 8. Bjornson caught 1, and Ross Carr caught 1. On the ground, Washington, 13 carries for Miles Thompson, 136 yards and a touchdown. Jabari Dobbs carried it 12 times for 97 yards. He had a touchdown. And Blank carried it 14 times for 22 yards tonight. Washington with 7 first downs, penalized 6 times in the ballgame for 40 yards, and had the game's only turnover in the contest tonight. Third down conversions, Washington was 1 of 9 tonight, while Prairie was 4 of 12. Hawks, though, 3 out of 3 on fourth down tonight. All big ones. Wash was 0 for 1. And time of possession, pretty much dead even. It was a total of 24 minutes and 3 seconds for Prairie, 23:57 for Washington. So not much difference as far as that statistic is concerned. Prairie led at 31-0 at halftime. A Pearson touchdown run of 40. Fetters from 13. Walter, a 38-yard field goal. Longwell, a 20-yard run. Vlecko to Cook, the 19-yard touchdown pass. Made it 37-0 on the first drive of the second half. Fliss hit Ward from 35 yards out. Washington then got it to 37-7 on a Thompson 62-yard run. And then Pearson scored. Peterson scored to make it 50-7. Blank a touchdown to make it 50-14. Martin a touchdown run from 7 for Prairie, 57-14, and then Dobbs closed out the scoring to make it 57-21. Your final score in the ball game tonight. But Prairie goes in on a big high into the postseason.
Yes, slow start to the season for them, but boy, they've been picking up steam every week, and this is exactly what you want as a coach. Is for your team to be peaking as you enter the postseason. I think Mark Bliss and his staff got to be pretty happy right now. I don't think they're satisfied by any means, but I think they have to feel good about where they're at in terms of the way that they are heading into the playoffs with a full head of steam.
And they are heading into the playoffs with a full head of steam. No doubt about that. And they're going to be a tough out, as we said. And you're not sure how it's all going to play out at the end, who's going to play whom, and all that, but we'll see.
Even with those two losses that they had earlier in the season, they are going to be one of the four or five top considered teams in 4A in Eastern Iowa, and that should get you a first-round home-round game and a matchup that is favorable to your getting out of round two and going into that second pod grouping, whereby things are going to step up and geography might change a little bit, but at least it should get you out of your pod, I would think, fairly comfortably.
Washington ends the regular season one game under 500 at 3-4, losing their last four games all to pretty tough teams.
Yep.
It was a pretty challenging schedule after the midway point as far as the Warriors are concerned. Going to be without Henry Clymer, and you got to do things that you can do. Probably going to have 2 weeks to get ready, and that might be the best medicine right now for Washington. Get a bye. Get yourself ready. I cannot imagine a scenario where Wash plays next week, to be honest with you.
There's no way that they're going to play next week, but I don't think either in the second week are they going to host a game either. I think they're going to have to go on the road.
Yeah, they'll probably have to go on the road now, but we'll see how it all plays out. But Wash is young. They'll coach him up in this 2 weeks, and they'll get ready to go.
That's right.
And we'll get ready to go for our playoff debut next week with the expanded playoffs. We'll let you know next week where we will assemble next Friday evening. Same thing with Miles and Gary as they were down at Bates Field tonight with City High taking on Liberty. Last score we got, Liberty was up 21-17 in the fourth quarter in that particular ball game. So we'll see how that plays out. All the scores coming up from Eastern Iowa on the KGYM High School Football Scoreboard Show with Jeff Downing, and that takes you from 10 o'clock until midnight here this evening, and that will start as soon as we sign off here. Tampa Bay has beaten the Yankees 2-1 to win that series 3-2, and that is baseball. The NBA going on right now. Miami leading the Lakers 82-78 just about the end of the third quarter. And Miami must win that one here this evening. That is going on 1600 AM and 102.3 FM as we speak. John, great regular season. It'll be an unusual look to the playoffs, but we'll get it started next week.
It's been unusual from the get-go, so it's just 2020, and we're doing the best we can. And it's still fun, Scott. We're able to call football on Friday nights. I mean, my gosh.
Yep. Didn't think we might have that opportunity.
That's right. So just enjoy every week as it comes.
All right. It's going to wrap things up tonight. Big thanks to everybody here at Prairie, led by Rocky Bennett, the athletic director. Thanks to Marissa back in the studio. Thanks to Ben as well. Big thanks to our sports-minded boosters. And if you'd like to jump on board for the playoffs as far as high school football is concerned, give our staff a call on Monday morning, and they will get you set up with everything. So, for John Hegarty, Scott Unash saying so long from John Wall Memorial Field. Final score this 4A MVC game tonight. Ninth-rated Cedar Rapids Prairie, 57. Cedar Rapids, Washington, 21. This has been a sports presentation of KGYM. We now send you back to our studios.